Alrighty, welcome to Joel Radio. The final show of 2015.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Maybe. Not if you're on this list.
It's the show that, it's my favorite of the year.
Yeah, you like doing this one. It's Joel Radio, the annual tradition. Assholes of the year. I don't know how many years this is running now. Probably,
10?
5 or 6?
We didn't do this
a million years ago.
Wow.
I did this by myself one year when you were...
Did you really?
Yeah, I just threw it together and said, well, let's do an Assholes of the Year list.
Well, it's a great tradition now.
Well, now it's grown. It's flourished into. Mm-hmm. Again, we should have asked the fans what their Assholes of the Year were. You still have time. Do you want to do that? Do you want to tweet that or something while we're sitting here?
Because
we got another hour and a half to go through our list, and maybe someone mm-hmm. will say who their Assholes of the Year are. Someone will chime in.
Well, do you want to do it from the fan page?
Nah, just do it on your personal thing. It's probably reach more people. That's saying something when the fan page reaches for you.
Well, I do have a lot of
You do. You have a wide net. I could do that too, but somebody's got to talk and carry their shows.
So all right, I'm on.
Maybe I'll do it while you're doing this. But let me explain what's going to happen here. These are the Assholes of the Year. We've done this before. You can go back and listen to the old ones, but you know, this is where we celebrate the douchebags, the villains, we it's not necessarily for murderers and criminals, although
the creeps.
But it's for creeps. It's for people who did wrong. People who
right.
were not nice.
Obviously, if you shot up an abortion, a women's health clinic, or you blew up anything or right. killed people in Paris, you're clearly the assholes of a millennium.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of humor there.
No, we're going for people who were just bad people.
Look, we all know ISIS are assholes.
Yeah, we know they're bad.
Everybody... And you know what? They're probably the greatest assholes because they've gotten, like, Russia hates them.
Yeah.
Everybody hates them.
Yeah, you can't just be, somebody who, mows down a bunch of people and then we'll call you the asshole of the year. This is for people who, you know, said one thing and did another or lied and stole and you know, that kind of thing. Not necessarily the criminals of the year, but maybe just...
Well, some of these people
some
are
of these
criminal.
People are criminals in one way or another. So we'll get into it. We'll go through them. I know I've got... Now, I've got a top 10, and then I've got about another... 2, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11. I've got about 25 names, but I'm going to go with the top 10. I've ordered mine and put them into a top 10. I know you probably didn't, but... You will rank them as we go along.
I don't have them ranked by number, but yeah. I have an idea.
And this reaches all levels of, you know, celebrity, sports, politics.
Everybody.
Artists, entertainers. They're all eligible to be the assholes of the year.
These are all people you will know.
Yeah.
They're all public figures.
Sure.
Because believe me, Joel and I could sit here and do a list of 25 assholes of the year just in the Michigan comedy scene.
Well, yeah. I mean, and we can name people that we don't like personally who've screwed us over about things, but that's not the point of the show. The show is for you guys to know. So this is famous figures who are assholes of the year. I guess I can get started. Should I get started?
Fire it up.
Still tweeting?
Do the honors.
All right, here's the first. Shouldn't I always have a drum roll for this? And I bet you I don't.
No.
We
need to have the drop board.
Do we?
Let me
see if I have this. Maybe I don't. All right, let's see. One more. I don't.
Oh.
Let me see. Hold on a second.
This is good quality.
No, this is great. This is great.
I'm eating into the mic.
That's fine. No.
You know what? We're already the assholes.
I feel like you at least need a drum roll for maybe the beginning, maybe the end. I don't think I'm going to have one. Oh, well.
All right.
Da-da-da-da. You can make a drum roll. Give us a drum roll. Number 10 asshole of the year. Now, this is a sporting figure who this has nothing to do with his sports career.
Mm-hmm.
It ties in tangentially to celebrities that are sort of in the evergreen asshole Hall of Fame, if we ever make that.
Yes.
But I've picked Lamar Odom to be the number 10 asshole of the year. And here's why Lamar Odom, if it needs any explanation, Lamar Odom was a guy who is married to Khloe Kardashian. And they're going through a divorce. And, you know, Lamar Odom used to play for the Lakers. And He's bounced around from some different teams. His NBA career is almost over. He basically did, apparently did cocaine and like herbal Viagra with with three prostitutes.
What does that even mean?
I guess you do some sort of echinacea or some ginseng or something. You know, there's things that will make you, that are, you know, alleged to give you a boner. And they sell them at the brothel.
Well,
I know
what's not giving him a boner, Khloe Kardashian.
Well, then, so here's a guy who, now look, so he overdoses on cocaine and this herbal stuff and ends up in the hospital, stroked out of his mind. It was touch and go if he was even going to live. And, you know, and then the Kardashians, who, believe me, there's not a Kardashian on my list of asshole of the year this year. But like I said, there's a wing of the Hall of Fame that should be set out for these folks. So they show up with the whole camera crew to tape his recovery at the hospital. The whole thing's sickening. In a way, you don't blame Lamar if he's in that situation for wanting to get away from it all.
Yeah.
Maybe enjoy a hooker, maybe do a little blow. But, you know.
He is an NBA player.
Three girls, cocaine. You know, it's too much. It's too much excess. So even in that situation, you're an asshole. Because the guy is a complete, you know, here's the thing. He only makes them look, you know, it only serves to make the Kardashians look good, though, doesn't it?
Mm.
Like, oh, this poor Lamar. Boy, Khloe's got such a tough life because of this coked out NBA star that she's married to. Meanwhile, she's driving him to all this shit, you know. The whole thing's insane. He's an idiot. Look, I'm not. If he died, he probably doesn't make assholes of the year. Maybe I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
And apparently, he's in some rehab center and doesn't even know his own name. And that doesn't make me feel good or anything. But look, when you go out and you do what you're doing that shit, you know.
Well, it's self-inflicted.
Absolutely.
It's hard for me to be too upset when it's self-inflicted.
It is, and you can't argue anything else in this case.
I have a joke. We have a local weatherman who blew his eye out with a firework.
He was on my assholes of the year.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't feel bad about that because he was playing with a firework. And the same goes for Jason Pierre-Paul.
All right. Well, now I guess that's your next.
No, it's not.
Well, he's one of my picks, and now you've completely ruined it.
I'm sorry.
So thank you for ruining my pick.
All right. I will go away from the
world. just what I thought. Can we start the show over? All right, go ahead and give us a number 10. Come on.
All right, I'll give you a number 10.
Give me a number.
We'll go away from the world of sports. We'll go into the world of comedy.
Yes, comedy.
And this is a gentleman.
Let me guess, this comic's not funny. That's the first sin that makes you an asshole in Corey's
book. Not necessarily, but he was involved in something hideously unfunny.
Really? Who's that?
John Mulaney. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Now a lot of people. I am not one of the fans of John Mulaney.
No, but wasn't the John Mulaney show over a year ago? Wasn't it 2014?
Well,
it came out in the fall.
It was officially canceled in 2015.
Okay, all right.
It limped into the next year, so I will include him for these auditing purposes.
I'm not defending John Mulaney in any way. Don't get me wrong.
All right. Okay, you're right. No, technically it's a 2014, but the show did not end. It run its last episode till 2015.
Yeah.
So and it got picked up for like an additional five to stretch out the torture. Mulaney was one of the single worst shows I've ever seen. Any network, anywhere.
We reviewed it on the show. Anytime. People go back and listen to what we thought about it. I mean, it wasn't good. I can't remember if I mean, I just remembered not liking it, and I think the problem with Mulaney was he had so much hype that the thing had to be completely brilliant just to live up to the hype, which it didn't even come close to the hype. It wasn't even a good, passably good show.
Right.
So, yeah. And now, but isn't he have a new special? Isn't he sort of like, I feel like his career hasn't, while he didn't become a superstar off of that show. And the show got canceled.
It didn't. We're not talking, you know, he didn't immolate. It's not like Jeff Altman and Pink Lady and Jeff, where, you know, he was lucky to get, you know, commercials for insurance companies. But Mulaney could have gotten a talk show.
Yeah.
He could have been doing The Daily Show or one of these other late night spots.
Yeah.
But he got that dumb sitcom. And any prestige. Now, I kind of find him to be a sort of a Seinfeldian,
sure,
what's the deal with that kind of comic. And he's very dry and very, There's I don't feel any realness in his performance.
No, and I think he was hot. Then he got the show, uh-huh. And he's almost like still hot though, in a sense. If that makes, you know what I mean? Like he hasn't lost that buzz. Now that hasn't translated to money. And I'm sure if it was up to Mulaney, he rather would have had the hit show. And all that money that would have come from it.
Maybe he's tough on coded, but
I don't know that he's suffering.
The show was so execrable and torturous that I thought he deserved.
It was.
Because you know what? Even if he's a good comic, he put his name on a product that was horrific.
That's true.
And
when you call the show Mulaney and it bombs, that's tough. If you called the show, hey, some asshole in his apartment, and it fails, then you go, well, who cares? It's some asshole in his apartment. But when it's the guy's actual name, you're right. That is pretty bad.
So. There you go.
All right, John Mulaney. All right, well, let's stay in entertainment. Let's stay in show business with my number nine. And this is something, I think this is a story from this week, and it's probably something we might have talked about anyway, so I thought it was a good for my list. But I am picking film director Quentin Tarantino as my number nine asshole of the year. Here's why.
Okay.
He has a movie out called The Hateful Eight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's insisting.
Yes.
That movie theaters show this in 70 millimeter.
Okay.
Which is something that basically no movies are. I mean, I guess Interstellar a year ago. Was Interstellar a year ago or was it 2 years ago? I think it was a year ago.
It was last year.
Yeah. Interstellar was a movie that Christopher Nolan wanted to show in 70 millimeter. And so they have a very scant few theaters to do this in. Well, I'm reading this article today about all of the people complaining about how they went to the 70 millimeter Hateful Eight and it was either blurry or it stopped working and they had to switch over. Like apparently when they run this in 70 millimeter, they have a digital projector there just as a backup, or maybe that's always there, but they have a digital copy of the movie right there. And for the people that see it and the 70 millimeter fucks up, they're like, thank God we have this digital, which is the whole point of the digital. And I don't think that Tarantino, look, I get that, you know, in the 60s and I guess in the 50s and the 60s and even through the, you know, through the 80s and 90s, you would get these 70 millimeter presentations of big hit movies. Some of them were shot in 70 millimeter, some were not. Right. Apparently, Hateful Eight was shot in 70 millimeter. But the problem with those is, yeah, they get blurry. You know, they have splices, they get scratched. The equipment is harder to operate. It's obviously in 2015, it's being run by people who don't have a lot of experience running 70 millimeter equipment.
Well, right.
So it's just not a practical way of showing a movie in 2015.
Well,
it just is.
The other concern is that it's a 70 millimeter movie that takes place in a cabin that's snowed in.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Seems like the kind of Tarantino perversity in which he's like, look at this 70 millimeter movie.
Yeah, when you think
and
about,
we shot it in one set. I mean, it does. There is exterior stuff outside.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen it in 70 millimeter. But a report from a friend of mine was that they had trouble with the aspect ratio, and it took a while to dial it in, and the frame was a little off.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're right. Because the theater chains have systematically gotten rid of the projectionist. There used to be a job called projectionist.
Well,
there's really one, maybe two guys that sync up all the digital projectors and load the data.
We were doing it on film at the 16 screen theater where I worked, we had generally had two guys doing it.
Right.
And that was a full time job. You know, so like at theaters where there's fewer screens, I think they just have the manager do it, which because, you know, that was one of my jobs as well. I was trained in you know, we didn't have 70 millimeter at the theater. I worked in 35.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I can, you know, splice together reels and, you know, thread the projector and put it in frame and change the bulb and do all that movie stuff. But you know what? All that stuff just gets in the way of you in the movie. And what he doesn't realize is that the digital, for even if it doesn't, if it loses some resolution, if it loses that little bit, you gain all of the reliability of being able to show this in a multiplex where there's not a dedicated guy up there and people can actually enjoy your movie. Not to mention this goddamn movie, because I looked it up because I think I might be going to the movies tonight, okay, after we do the show. That fucking thing's 3 hours long.
Right.
They say there's some intermission in it. I don't know what the fuck. You know what? I've never wanted to bootleg a movie more than this fucking thing. So I can just sit in my house and not have to deal with all the nonsense.
Well,
so.
I'm actually kind of almost waiting for the January release of it.
Well, you know what? It is playing in some theaters right now, not in 70 millimeters. So if you wanted to go see it, but I think it's in about five theaters in Detroit because I looked it up today. About three of them are showing
sure
it in 70
AMCs
millimeter.
Have it.
Yeah, but some of them are just showing the regular presentation of mm-hmm. it. So if I was going to see it, I would actually shy away from seeing it in 70 millimeter for that reason.
The whole bit is a gimmick, and it's a gimmick because Quentin is a fetishist.
Yeah,
Quentin loves, and this is the same way with, and maybe this will come up later. I don't know if any Star Wars related items are on your after the two podcasts we dedicated to
yes,
Star Wars.
Right,
I don't know what else we can talk about.
Right, yeah.
But all of the things in Star Wars were for fetishists.
Yeah, sure.
And for idolaters.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, I know I talk a lot of shit because I'm a guy that loves a lot of things and I'm nerdy and I've been in that culture my whole life. I'm growing a little bit out of it.
Okay.
In some regards.
Well,
there's still things that I love, but I don't think of anything as like sacred.
Well, I think you ultimately, and I've explained this about me and Star Wars, you have to love the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can love Avengers 2. I don't think you can love that. That's not a great movie that you can love. It's fine as fan service, and it's entertaining while it's on. I honestly, if you put a gun to my head and said, explain what happened in Avengers 2, which is a movie I saw this year, I don't think I could do it. I think I'd be dead. And I may even go as far as be able to tell you, I don't know if I can tell you what happened in Ant-Man, which is another movie I saw. And, in Star Wars, which I think we both liked.
You know, but there's not much to,
you know.
I mean, Ant-Man was fine and did its thing, but I mean.
But I'm saying, you know, any movie, anything, any of these movies, the movies themselves have to be really good.
Do you have a pen?
And there's a bunch over there. Look, if you go there, there's pens. If you stand up in that coffee cup, there's a pen.
Thank you. Okay.
Or even on the board there. There's new ones on the board there. You take a pen. But yeah, you can't like these movies, all that. You have to like the movies. And if you can't, did you drop a pen?
I'll get it.
Okay. Don't worry about the pen. Just take the. There's wax on the tip of that pen, by the way.
Okay.
So you have to pull it.
All right.
All right. So that was my number nine.
So, I mean, you know, Fincher is another one of these celluloid fetishists.
Yeah.
But you know what? Whatever. Look, anytime there's a new medium, okay. Some devotee of the old format.
Yeah.
There's assholes out there now that are back into cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Cassette tapes were never good.
No, but that's...
And I'm not saying... Obviously, there is something to be said for a nice, clean print of something in 35 millimeter or 70 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. And if you're a movie guy and a geek, it's cool. But what you're saying, he's forcing his nerddom...
Yes.
On a larger community.
I've gone to revivals of 2001 in 70 millimeter. Mm-hmm. I went to Ann Arbor to see a 70 millimeter print of The Wild Bunch because I thought it was cool to see movies that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I don't need to see this Tarantino movie. First of all, it's a movie I don't even know. So I don't even know that the movie's going to be good at all. And based on Tarantino's track record, I haven't liked his last couple movies. So I'm not into this.
Django?
Didn't like Django.
Now, Django probably would have benefited from the 70 millimeter format. It had big Western scapes.
But I'm not sure that the digital doesn't. First of all, let's talk about Star Wars just for a second tangentially. We saw Star Wars digitally on a giant fucking screen in 3D.
Yeah.
And I thought as a movie presentation, it was pretty fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that Django Unchained in whatever 70 millimeter they give us would top what we saw there in Star Wars.
Well,
so there you go.
You know, I do like Quentin. I've liked his last couple movies. There's really none of his movies I hated.
Okay.
That I can think of. I've liked all his films, but Quentin as a personality, it's
annoying. Yeah.
It's like when. When you've given power to a nerd, you know, and there's another person that might come up who reminds me of this. Sometimes nerds shouldn't have power.
Well, yeah.
So I understand.
But I think it's a bad business move, too, to insist that people see it in 70 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you only got a couple screens of it. And then even those are running bad. So it's a stupid thing.
Well,
you're hurting your own fucking movie, dummy.
If he wants to go back to the way things used to be,
yeah.
It ain't going to happen.
No. All right, give me a number nine, Corey.
I'm going to give you a number nine, and it's a gentleman you probably know for another reason, Jimmy John.
Jimmy John?
Jimmy John Leotard.
I don't know.
Owner of the Jimmy John sandwich chain.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And it's not John. Just because he is one of these CEOs.
Like Papa John? No, it's
well,
Jimmy
no,
John.
Well, no, no, and he's in the, he's in the category with Papa
All
John.
All right, what does Jimmy John do?
Because he's a complete egomaniac, jerk-off. It's, well, you know, it's all about him. Although he doesn't do commercials like Papa John.
No.
But, and he's another guy who you know, get his employees get 33 hours a week or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything to keep them from being 40. You know, all that kind of stuff. He employs a lot of teenagers and tries to pay them as little as he can.
Yeah.
All of those reasons aside,
yeah,
this guy has decided that he should be a safari hunter.
Oh.
And he's been going out and is specifically targeting leopards, cheetahs, rhinos, elephants, exotic game that's on the endangered list.
Yeah.
Now, I know that there's a dentist.
Right. Well, but yeah, there, okay. I'm done with my assholes in the ear. Thank you, everybody. It's been nice playing. I'm going to let Corey talk. I'll see you later. Well, why do you just ruin two guys one?
Because you don't ever want to coordinate the list.
Well, go ahead. Keep going. It's fine.
You can't blame me. You're like, we want the element of surprise. Well, we should coordinate this list. Maybe it'd be a better show.
Keep going about Jimmy John. I'm with you. Keep going.
It's the same. But I mean, here's the thing. The dentist is a dickhead.
Yes.
But this is a wealthy guy.
Yeah.
Who owns a massive sandwich chain.
Yes.
That this is just like what rich people do because they're bored.
Wasn't there one of the Trump kids was caught doing the same thing with pictures?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I believe that was.
I don't know if it was Don.
Don,
or,
my turd
or Eric.
Son. Yes. My turd son, Don. Guy's a huge turd.
Well, I agree with the big game hunting thing, and I do have the dentist on. Maybe I'll just replace the dentist, Walter Palmer, with somebody else. But I know guys that have worked at Jimmy John's, because we know comedians.
Yes.
And we know comedians like to work at Jimmy John's. It seems to go hand in hand. I was told that, you know, when they do this freaky fast delivery,
yes,
that they like yell at you. You're not allowed to get the, like, the address. You have to get, like, they give you the sub and they make you get in the car. Meaning
you can't get the address first.
You can't get the address first. Yeah, they want you to go so fast that they like, implore you to, like, GPS it while you're on the way or something, mm-hmm. which sounds incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like,
well, what they should have is an app.
Yeah,
for the driver.
Maybe they do, but
so that what they do is they punch in the address when you take the order, and then the driver has it on the phone app.
It could be,
and then gets in the car, and
they can Uber thing because that guy will have your address.
Well, yeah, because Uber works.
Yeah,
that
Uber
way.
Works. I don't know, but I've heard that you know they're so insistent on getting it to you fast that it's endangering the safety of the guy that's driving your sub.
Yeah,
and look, let's make this clear too. This is America. I'm going to speak for all of America. Nobody gives a fuck about the guy that drives the Jimmy John's. Okay. That guy can go off a fucking cliff into a ball of flames. No one will give two fucks about him. I think I speak for everyone when we say that. Yet at the same time, I know guys that have done it, and I go like, well, that sounds like an awful
thing. Well, no, I mean, but you know, pizza chains do this to delivery drivers,
well,
too.
But Domino's had to drop their 30 minutes or less because it was endangering the safety of the drivers, and there were accidents and things.
Sure.
And this Jimmy John's guy is so insistent on getting things fast that it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's bad.
He's just all around a real load.
He really is.
He's not. I'm going to stiff teenagers for 40 hours a week, and then I'm going to go shoot a rhino because there's enough of those on the world.
Right, and let me just, while I'm doing that, I'll talk about Walter Palmer here, and then I'll go into my name. You know, the problem with this Walter Palmer guy, and really any of these guys, is I know it's legal to go to Zimbabwe or wherever and shoot these things. I get that, okay? I get that. But the problem is people have to understand that there is going to be outrage.
Right.
And that it may affect your business back home if you're going to do these stupid fucking things. So you just can't do them. You know, if you give a shit about, you know, your business, if you give a shit about your standing in the community, killing giant African animals that would live in a zoo here in America. Or, you know, are just endangered. And I guess this lion's not endangered. Or something, I don't know.
Yeah, but the rhinos are.
You just can't do this, and people are going to think you're an asshole if you do it. So that's why.
It's like I'm going to do something that I'm not supposed to do
because
I'm rich enough to get away with it, and it's that kind of thinking that makes you an asshole.
An asshole. There you go.
All right.
Now for my number 8, I'm going to give you an audio.
Okay.
An audio version of who this is.
All right.
You're going to tell me who this is when you hear the audio.
Okay.
This is the audio.
Yeah.
Number 8. Tell me who this is. Don't look at my phone.
I'm not looking at your phone.
Well, you can tell me who it is from that. Do you know who this is?
Bono?
Still too late.
No.
Nothing in my brain.
You don't know who this is.
No.
I'll tell you in 5 seconds.
I go on too many days. I can make
Bieber?
No, it's not Bieber. He is a professional musician.
Ed Sheeran.
That's, no, but let me add him to the list.
Oh, who is this?
This is a guy named Ryan Adams.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And here's why Ryan Adams sucks.
Okay.
First of all, I don't even...
I mean, you don't need to say anymore.
Actually, I'm not even saying. Here's what Ryan Adams did in 2015.
Right.
This is... He went and covered the entire Taylor Swift album, 1989.
Okay.
Which... Do you recognize the song at all? No.
Oh, yeah, now I do. It's
a
lot faster.
I'll play you, yeah.
Haters are gonna hate.
Yes.
Yes.
This is what he's doing a cover of.
Sure.
Now listen. This right here is some of the worst music you will ever hear in your entire life. This is completely awful. Corey's dancing around too, but this is bad.
No, it's idiot.
This is like a 12-year-old cheerleader fucking thing. This is not music.
You know, I went to a college bowl game last night, and we're sitting there looking at the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
My friend says, these girls have never not known Taylor Swift.
Right.
Britney Spears is oldies music.
Exactly, yeah. And here's the thing. When you're Ryan Adams and you have a career and you're critically acclaimed and all this stuff that Ryan Adams is, although Ryan Adams is really for girls anyway, but here's the point. It really is for girls.
It's for girls.
But you can't legitimize, you can't take the worst music in the world, play an acoustic guitar, get all emo, and people think that's good.
Yeah.
You're full of shit. Here's more. Here's more. Here's more goddamn Ryan Adams. Listen to this garbage. This is, well, maybe I'll play you the Taylor Swift version. Baby, this is the other. Now, this song's worse than the other Taylor Swift song. So completely awful.
Yeah, and you're selling me. I mean, it's horrible.
And how do you fucking make a whole album of this? And, of course, people play it. People buy it. So now he's basically building a career off this awful shit.
Look,
come on.
Bryan Adams had a career before doing what, God knows what.
Here's more of his stomach. Go ahead.
No, I got to say the beautiful thing about... there's a lot of things that could go better in my life.
Yes.
But I don't work at a... I don't work in a retail store.
Yes.
So I don't hear this stuff.
Well, you know what? I work at a comedy club. And we play a station that's sort of the middle of the road.
And then you hear this
alternative
stuff.
Rock station.
Right.
And they play this fucking thing every night.
Yeah.
And it's garbage. This is garbage. I'm sorry. Even if you like Ryan Adams, you have to admit that this is shit. This is bad.
I have satellite radio.
Yeah.
So I don't have to listen to any of this.
Well, that's
stuff
what we listen to. We listen to satellite radio stations.
Yeah.
We listen to the Spectrum.
Right, but I don't listen to the Spectrum.
Well,
or
if you would, you would hear
hits,
this.
What's the Hits 3 or whatever?
I don't listen to any of those, but this is what you would hear. But listen to this. And this is, it's so fae. There's nothing to this. It's just complete garbage.
Men are dead, Joel. There are no men.
He knocked out this awful cover album in about 2 nights, and it's just shit.
Well,
legitimize Taylor Swift with this just because you want little girls to show up at your fucking concert.
I hope that it worked on Taylor. I hope she was flattered.
Ugh.
And I hope he knocked her out in the bedroom.
Who knows? He just divorced Mandy Moore.
Wow.
This Ryan Adams.
Wow.
What a cock.
What a
dick face.
What a prick.
What a...
Mandy Moore, what happened to her?
Apparently enough that he had to get rid of her.
She's very nice, actually.
Good.
I interviewed her in about 2003.
Good.
When she had a career.
Well.
Now she's being the ex-Mrs. Ryan Adams.
Well, you know what? Here's my feeling what happened. I think she walked into the sessions for this album.
Is that
and
what
said,
happened?
I'm out of here. Yeah, I think that's what happened. That's my prediction. But anyway, that's my number 8 asshole of the year, Ryan Adams.
Boy.
Go ahead, Corey. Give us a number 8 here.
Number 8.
And while you're giving us your number 8, try to hit 3 or 4 of my guys.
I'm trying not to.
Go ahead. Give me a number 8. I'm going to replace my guys.
There's so many that are a possibility. All right. I'm going to go back. Oh, I'm going to push that guy up higher. I'm going to go with Rick Perry.
Rick Perry.
And I know we're dipping into the world of politics.
But
there's a specific reason for Rick
Perry. All right, tell us why.
No, granted, Rick Perry is a terrible presidential candidate.
Yes.
And then he was like leading the pack a little bit in 2012.
Sure, yeah.
Or what was the last presidential
election? It would have been 2012, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he was the front runner for a while, and then people realized that he's really a big dumb oaf.
Okay.
He's a big dumb country bumpkin. I mean, he's the governor of Texas, but yes. The guy seems like a dope.
Okay.
Well, Rick Perry is, I picked him because he epitomized, he was the first one to drop out of the Republican.
Oh, he was actually running.
Yeah.
I'm unaware of that.
Now, this is a list of nudniks that included the likes of Bobby Jindal, who just dropped out.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham, who just dropped out.
Yes.
It's guys still in the race,
yes.
Like George Pataki, who no one even knows is arrived.
Okay.
John Kasich, Mike Huckabee, guys who have no chance of winning the presidency. Rick Perry was the first one to drop out of that crowd.
But shouldn't he be a good guy then?
No, but I'm just saying, you're such an asshole, you couldn't even dent that crop of losers. You know what I'm saying?
That's...
He's like a fart in a gale storm. You did nothing. He put on glasses to try and look smart.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Like Ally Sheedy in a movie or something. You know, like it's like you're.
That's exactly what I thought when he put those on. Boy, he's going for that Ally Sheedy.
You know how they do that shit where they're like, well, they do the reverse. They do two things.
Yeah.
In a movie, it's the nerdy girl takes her glasses off and suddenly she's hot.
Yeah.
Or they'll get like Denise Richards and put glasses on her and be like, she's a
nerd. But they'll do that with Matthew McConaughey too or something in a movie.
Glasses don't make you smart. It just means your eyes are
Matthew
don't work.
McConaughey's a lawyer.
He's the Lincoln lawyer. No. Worse than that. McConaughey, I could believe, is a lawyer.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg as a scientific genius.
Yeah, okay.
In the Transformer movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was
a
gadget man.
Yeah, right.
He could fix any appliance.
Yeah.
You just hand him a gizmo and a gadget.
Well, wasn't Brad Pitt a genetic scientist in World War Z or something? Didn't he?
Another questionable call.
Like
but
that,
you know what? Brad Pitt can play someone smart.
Can he?
Denise Richards playing a nuclear physicist. Get out of here.
All right. Well, now I've got to read.
That's what I'm saying. Rick Perry, I'm just saying, for this is an appalling field of. Dr. Ben Carson claims that the pyramids were a grain silo.
Okay.
So, Rick Perry, you suck for being on the bottom.
I think we're going to get to some other Republican
I know
nominee,
we are.
So
but he was the dumbest of all of them.
Okay. My number seven was Jason Pierre-Paul, who Corey has already kind of mentioned. He blew his fingers off, blew one finger that they had to amputate off. He was a defensive is he defensive end or a linebacker for the Giants?
He's a D-back.
A defensive
end. He's a D-bag and a D-back.
No, he's not a defensive back. He's either a lineman or a linebacker.
Oh, is he an outside linebacker?
Yeah, he's either a linebacker or an end. Okay. I'm not sure what he is. Or a tackle. I think he's an end.
All right, he's a pass rusher.
But he blew off a finger. He had to miss a bunch of the season. Now, granted, the Giant, now if you see the way he's playing, there are photos of the finger, and then he's got this giant, it's like a giant club of tape at the end of his arm now that he plays with. Anyway, the Giants are 2-5 since he came back, and he was going to get a franchise deal. I think he ended up losing out on a bunch of money on that. I don't know how it worked out, but complete asshole. But since you already mentioned him.
All right.
And my number six was the dentist. The dentist. I'm going to give you another one, and then I'll let you pick.
All right.
But I'm going to go to the world of television and say Brian Williams.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Brian Williams, you had it all, brother.
That's true.
You were the king of NBC News. For whatever reason, I'm not even sure. Excuse me, I'm getting over being sick, but, you know. I forget even the incident, but it was some helicopter where he said he was shot down over Iraq. The story came back to not check out. They checked out a bunch of his other stories. It seems he fibbed on a bunch of other stories.
Yes.
And so he was suspended.
He was in a convoy of helicopters, and he said his helicopter got hit. One of the other helicopters in the convoy got hit, which he could have just said, and people would have still said, wow, that's scary.
Yeah.
But he had to say his helicopter got hit. And, you know, lying, lying
and
gets you in the Hall of Fame, in the asshole of the year list, and fibbing and confabulating and making up stories. And that's been the devilment of many a gentleman.
They suspended him from NBC, from the nightly news.
Right.
And
NBC Nightly News was the top rated nightly news. Now, I don't know what that means anymore because who's watching the 6 o'clock news that's under?
But even they gave him what I, in my opinion, the worst punishment that you could give anyone. Yeah. And God knows if we do something wrong, if something goes wrong, when you and I are found to be outrageous or we offend people, Corey, we hopefully we will not be punished and sent to CNBC or MSNBC. I'm sorry. That would be the worst. Can I think if you're in the media? Yeah. To be banished to MSNBC is about the worst punishment you can have. So, okay, Brian Williams. You
get your shots in.
Yeah, MSNBC, which you and I don't believe one other individual in the universe actually enjoys.
MSNBC
it's a Mickey Mouse operation. And it's too bad because NBC is good.
All right.
But come on. No one's watching that channel.
Okay. Yeah, this is Fox News propaganda, by the way.
I love that. Go ahead. Tell me when I've watched Fox News last.
No, that's all they do.
I've never watched Fox
News. MSNBC.
But MSNBC is garbage. Let's admit it's garbage. There's no reason for you to defend it.
No. They dumped a bunch of guys that I didn't like Al Sharpton. They moved to the weekends. His show was horrible. They really, honestly, MSNBC has been down the drain since they got rid of Olbermann.
Right. And I think they're trying to make it better by putting Brian Williams on there. And right. It's like, geez.
Well, Brian Williams
has got no credibility.
Here's what Brian Williams says. They made a good move over there at MSNBC. They realized that no one's really watching nonstop. They had fucking Mia Farrow's son on there.
Yes. Well, and was he not an asshole of the year last year?
Yeah.
Well, he might have been.
They had Ronan Farrow, okay, who has got a big Twitter following.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what you should never do.
Yeah.
Is pick up people. Oh, that just, I just thought of somebody. You should not pick somebody up for their PewDiePie should not get a show.
Well, that guy, yeah.
All right. Don't put on Twitter heroes and YouTube channel stars and make that into a television program. Because Ronan Farrow had this big Twitter following, and everybody was like, oh, his feed's very informative and interesting. And then you put him on TV, and it was like a bowl of yogurt, fucking a tapioca pudding. It was the lamest bland, you know what I mean? It was just like, you dumped a Chobani into a tapioca pudding container. It was garbage. And so MSNBC decided they were going to go switch away from doing all-day commentary shows.
Yes.
To news.
All right.
Because every time the news breaks.
Is that what he does?
Yes.
All right.
Anytime news breaks, people turn on CNN.
Okay, yeah.
So they were right to do that.
I'm with you on that.
That was a smarter move. But then they bring Brian Williams on.
Yeah, look.
And I watched during the Paris coverage, and Brian Williams just will dribble things out of his mouth.
My feeling is that these guys are interchangeable. And if give me the guy who doesn't lie. If it's Lester Holt or whoever on NBC, I'm fine with that guy. Just give me the guy that doesn't lie. I don't believe that. I know that there are certain people who found Brian Williams to be witty, and he was on SNL, and they were big fans of that. And again, my feeling is the whole Jon Stewart thing of, you know, we want people who don't watch the news but just watch comedy news to get news, and Brian Williams is a big hit in that world. I think those people are assholes too. And look, now you got your you want phony news? There you go. Here's the guy giving it to you, Brian Williams, everyone's hero.
Well, that is exactly the problem. Now, and I liked Brian Williams fine as a newscaster, but his downfall began when he started to start huffing his own game.
Yeah, exactly.
And he would go on Letterman.
Sure.
And he'd go on Fallon.
Oh, he
and
was
he
so funny.
Really thought he was hilarious.
Yeah.
And you know what? Brian Williams basically epitomizes to me all of the human beings you and I hate with intense passion, which are people who think they're funny.
Well, that's the, you
I
say
think
that.
Basically, like, you could be, I don't know, a pedophile and then and a guy who thinks he's funny. Those are probably the two worst.
Well,
there's just a lot of amateurs that think they're funny.
But part of the problem is that other people think people are funny because they're...
They're dopes,
yeah. But, I mean, people think, you know... again, I've talked long... I've spent way too much time on this show talking about our greatest comedians. And our greatest comedians now, if you listen to people, are John Hamm and Justin Timberlake. They're our great comedians. And neither of them is funny. I've never seen either of them make me laugh once. And again, John Hamm people think is funny because he's a handsome guy. If women think that anybody that's good... But Gilbert has a piece that is online and you can find it. I think it was in Penthouse, but it was like... Or Playboy. It was like, why women...
No, it wasn't in Penthouse.
Penthouse is gone, but it was in Playboy. But it was about why women don't want a guy with a sense of humor. And his point was like, women will take any guy that they think is attractive. If a woman wants to sleep with a guy, they will think that he is funny just as a way of going, oh, that's what I want. Well, it's the complete opposite of that. And I think a guy like a John Hamm, and I think a Brian Williams and a Justin Timberlake, and maybe a guy that I'm going to mention next, all fit into that category about guys that you would just want to fuck, so you're going to think that they're funny as a way of somehow justifying your interest in somebody.
I will, in John Hamm's defense, he and Timberlake, I'll give him this credit.
Yes.
They're pretty good as guests on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Now, Timberlake, they overuse. They pull him out on SNL all the time.
Yes.
But he's done a couple things that were funny on there with Andy Samberg.
Look, I mean, look.
And Hamm, but again, but the standard of measurement there is
no.
SNL host.
Yes.
And considering how appallingly awful most people are at hosting
I'm
SNL.
Getting off the subject of Brian Williams, and I apologize.
No.
But I think he's in that mold in a lot of ways.
I can't.
But I feel like sometimes when people want, and I think it's something about our culture now where, well, who's funny? Well, we're not going to even look at comedians for them to be funny. We're going to look at these guys who aren't funny and who just happen to be witty because you don't expect them to be witty. People that you don't expect to be funny that make you laugh once are somehow judged funnier than people who have been funny as a career for some reason.
There is a blowback. There is a blowback, and this happens, of course, it happens inside the community, but it happens largely outside of the community. When you announce that you're a comedian, people say, well, how the fuck can you be funny?
Yeah, make me laugh, funny boy.
And there's this like, oh, and look, I know I did TV news for 2.5 years. Yeah. The last thing they want on there is someone funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. Yeah. They wanted it, but eventually they go, wait a second.
Yeah.
Our weather guy isn't funny.
Right, yeah.
And you're exposing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, not to single anybody out.
No, but that's true of anything, you know.
You know, oh.
Go on TV
the
and
the girl
beat,
who reads the news doesn't have a sparkling wit and sense of humor. And if we put a comedian on the show, and if we put a bunch of kids, we were having everybody in town for a while. I got a bunch of guys on TV. There was a, wait, we're putting funny people on, and they're making our television hosts look shitty.
Yeah,
and Brian Williams was like, I want to get some of this Jon Stewart twink.
Yeah,
I want to get some of that joy. And it was hubris.
Yeah, hubris. All right, go give us a number 7, I guess.
I'm going to give you a number 7. Well, this gentleman should be in the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure he was on. He should be on lists from years before, but this will be his final entry.
He's retiring
he
from
will
the
never be spoken
retiring from the
so
assholes.
He will go in the Hall of Fame.
He must be dead.
No, he will be dead soon. Sepp Blatter.
Sepp Blatter,
the chairman of FIFA, who after years
I think he was your number one asshole last year.
Well, I just want to say finally justice has been done. Because after years of corruption and swindling and scandaling and handing out bad checks and basically giving the World Cup to Qatar, a country where the average temperature in July is 112 degrees and gets up to 125 degrees. So it will be physically impossible, unfeasible to have the World Cup in the summer. Anyway, that whole thing's got to still be sorted out and they got to strip that away.
Well, yeah.
He and his number two, Michael Bettini, so that he couldn't take over and follow in his footsteps. After all the corruption and bribery, he won re-election as FIFA's president.
Yes.
Because all the rinky-dink, you know, all your Trinidad and Tobagos and, you know, all your little, you know, Senegal and all these little rinky-tink banana republics who he hands the big checks out to voted him in for life. Well, the FBI put a little stop to that. They raided the FIFA compound and the Swiss the government also launched an investigation and crackdown and put people in handcuffs and they've banned him for 8 years. The man's 85 years old, so
that's
I think that's
him.
A lifetime banishment.
Look, we all know
goodbye Sepp Blatter.
We all know FIFA's criminals and hopefully they'll get the Olympics guys sooner rather than
later. Next.
Well, and good. We know that that's crooked. And
get out the Ben Gay, IOC. They're coming for you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not even going to bring up more. I'm not even going to go down a road that would maybe expose people that you would pick later. So I'm just going to move on because I could take this farther, but we'll move on. All right, because we're actually just going to go back to what I was talking about, because you get my number six was the dentist, Walter Palmer. So I'm just going to pick a guy from my other list and throw him in there. But and again, I'm sure I haven't gone through my old list, but I can guarantee you that this guy's on the list. But again, it wouldn't just be for the same shit. It's because he actually became a bigger asshole this year, and that's Jimmy Fallon. Now, look, I am not counting.
How many late night hosts?
I'm not counting.
Do we have a little?
I'm not counting him just sucking at the Tonight Show and that he wants to play Parcheesi every night with these fucking people and beer pong and these stupid fucking games that no one likes. I'm not even picking on him. This guy's out of control with the drinking. He's running around. Apparently, he falls down with a bottle of Jägermeister. Cuts his whole hand up. This thing with the ring in his finger, from what I'm hearing, from what I've read.
Didn't he go to like Harvard and get the hasty pudding?
That's when he fell down with a bottle of Jägermeister. He was partying in the street, getting the hasty pudding man of the year or whatever. But this thing with the ring, you know what he did with his ring? He fell, caught the ring on the edge of a table, and it ripped all the skin off his finger. I mean, this guy's out of control. Look,
hey,
NBC.
Hey, buddy, I'm having a party.
If you need a reason to fire this fucking guy, here you go. We know he sucks. That's already been established. I'm not even going to pick on him for sucking. But the guy's clearly got substance abuse problems. And look, when you do a show that bad, here's the thing. You can have a complete drunk doing that show because it doesn't take any talent to do what he does. If that guy had to be sharp, if he had to be on, his drinking would get in the way. And hopefully something comes of this. But Jimmy Fallon... you know, it's bad enough you sucked, but now let's expose you as the drunk that you are, which now the world knows that.
Oh.
And I think, again, I've always said that the world will come around to what I'm saying. And in 2015, they came a little bit closer.
No sign of that.
They're still not there. What do you mean, no sign?
Fallon is
he
number
is
one.
Falling fast.
No, he's number
one. He is falling fast.
He's number one.
He's falling fast in the public's mind. It doesn't matter.
But he's not.
That comes later. You fall out of the public's mind, and then you lose your ratings.
When did it happen to Leno?
When did it happen to Oprah? It happened to Oprah.
After 25
years.
But
it happened.
Okay.
It will happen to Jimmy Fallon.
Look, you know I hate Jimmy as much as you do. I hate that simpering gimp. And his stupid fucking puppet show as much as anybody.
Yes.
I hate his dance routine. He is, you want to talk about comedy for girls?
Exactly. That's why I said
just
I didn't.
Call it The Tonight Show with Gina Loterman. That is the most girl-happy. His sponsors should all be Tampax.
Well.
All right? The guy is a big, giant tampon. He's for girls. He smells like a pussy. he's not comedy for a
like
man.
It's not about men. Look, let's not insult women in this.
Yes, let's insult women. I'm insulting the shit out of women.
Well,
if you think he's cute, you're talking about, I think he's funny because I want to fuck him. Just admit it. That's what it is.
That's exactly the appeal of Jimmy Fallon.
Just admit it.
If you want to sleep,
you don't like his comedy.
No,
what observation is he making about the world? How
nothing.
Is he improving consciousness?
He's doing nothing.
He's putting a fucking little hat on John Hamm.
He's Regis. He's Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
He's everything that's wrong.
He's
with
Ellen
television.
DeGeneres at 11:30.
He's Ryan Seacrest.
And give away gifts.
I don't want to give away all of your top 10, but he's Ryan Seacrest.
I didn't put Seacrest.
Well,
there.
Ryan Seacrest. Should've. Had a show that lasted, I think, 2 weeks on network television this year.
What was
thank
that?
Fucking God. Knock Knock.
Oh God.
You never saw that.
You know, I guess in a certain way, in the din of assholery, Seacrest is just like white noise to me. Like, you know what I mean? At this point, I've already established how much of a nozzle he is.
American Idol's going away. We may be done with the Seacrest.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to He's on New Year's Eve.
The good Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
Yes.
We could be maybe done with Seacrest. But you know what? Again, it only took 35 years for Dick Clark's career to dry up.
There you go. All right, give me a number six. Come on.
God damn it. Numbers. I got
to. Was it your number six or my number six? No, I picked Jimmy.
Number six. Number six, Josh Duggar.
Josh Duggar. Well, yeah.
Oh.
And Josh Duggar, boy. You know, had he not had the show, that's the thing about a guy like that, right? It's not just what he did, but it's sort of that bully pulpit that people take.
Ugh.
Right? Explain what he did.
Well, Josh Duggar is is a member of the Duggar family,
yes,
which is 19 kids and counting.
Yes.
Isn't he like the oldest son of the Duggar family?
I gotta.
Unfortunately, with this, much like Duck Dynasty, I gotta actually learn.
No, I don't even know. I've never watched that show.
Yeah. Well, apparently,
I know what it is, and I've seen them on making appearances on other things, and you know, they're a celebrity family. Mm-hmm. They're like Kate Gosselin and her fucking. I think they were my assholes of the year 1 year, weren't they, John and Kate?
Oh, they should be.
I think
that
they
show's
were
still
one
on.
Year.
It's like Kate plus eight, and the kids are all in like middle school. So get that off the TV. All right. So Duggar is the oldest son,
yes,
of Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And they are participants in something, in a movement of evangelical Protestantism called Quiverful.
Quiverful.
Yes. The Quiverful movement is that you need to have as many children as you can until your cervix falls out.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like,
well, I'm doing the...
You know what I mean? It's like you drive. It's like a Toyota. You just drive it till the timing chain falls off. You know, and that's what this is. It's just,
I'm doing the
just,
quiver empty movement.
Yeah,
that's where you
exactly where you shoot dust. Look,
it's you coming to girls' hair. That's where you. That's that movement. That's where you just. It's the best.
How dare you?
It's the best birth control that I found.
Hey, Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Why don't you do some coming in a girl's hair material?
Yeah.
Mr. Wacky Pants.
Yeah. How funny was that?
Mr. Humorist.
Yeah.
You and Jimmy Fallon.
Dude, John Hamm come up with that line.
Oh, hey, Timberlake, buddy. Remember when we came in those girls' hair in Vegas? All right. Oh, hey, buddy. Right.
But
pal.
Tell us what Duggar did this year.
So
I know
Josh Duggar is, and so he's also.
They're an evangelical family with a bunch of kids.
He's also an evangelical preacher and a pastor. And was named by Washington Post as one of the 15 most hated people on the internet in 2015.
Wow.
So what happened is that he was reported from, ironically enough, In Touch Weekly, that he had molested five underage girls between 2002 and 2013.
Yeah.
And one of them was one of his sisters.
Whoops.
He had made inappropriate touches and advances to. And he's basically out there swinging his cock like a sex maniac.
Yeah. Well,
and now, and I'm sure there's a couple other names that will probably be reminiscent on this scale.
Well, look, I think, you know, child abuse, while awful, probably not enough to make you one of the assholes of the year. And certainly being an evangelical asshole on a television show isn't enough. But the combination of the two probably is. So, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about him. I didn't have him on my top 10. But
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
When you want to see deviance,
abuse,
sexual perversity, look at the pious people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who never got busted for touching children?
Yeah.
Fucking Dennis Miller, Dennis Leary, George Carlin.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
Right? No.
Bill Maher.
Right. Bill
Complete
Maher.
Complete innocent, yes.
Bill Maher just goes out and bangs Playboy Playmates.
Yes.
And I don't know what he's going to do when that magazine shuts
down.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
But he just goes out and bangs porn actresses or whatever he dates.
Yeah.
Actresses, models. I married a woman who had sex with me on the second date. There's a reason.
What?
I'm just saying.
What?
No, I'm saying you'll. No one's ever going to catch me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Wrong.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I've been outright. About
you're me. Out there. It's all out there.
I've just said, hey, I enjoy fucking. Let's fuck. Let's be honest with it. Let's be real.
And I think if Josh Duggar,
Penn Jillette, a noted atheist,
is
out with his like, I'm into any kinky freaky shit, but nobody ever goes. Penn Jillette tied me up in
well,
in
that's the thing. If Josh Duggar didn't have to live in this family of evangelicals, he could be out getting laid. He could be out banging strippers if that's what he wants to do. And that'd be fine. No one would, you know, no one really has a problem with that kind of stuff until you're doing it behind closed doors. Obviously, touching children is wrong, and I think we can, you know,
but I think,
all agree on that.
I just think that there seems to be a direct correlation between religious upbringing and molestation.
Well, the problem is when you can't outwardly... You do it with a consenting adult, then sometimes you have to do it in secret, and you do it in secret with someone who you think can keep a secret, which is sad, but that's kind of how child molestation works. It's
anyway, terrible. He would have been an asshole for just being a reality television star.
Yeah, that might be enough.
That's enough, but on top of that, you're a crook and a criminal and a creep. And go to hell, the hell that you believe in.
All right, give me I'm going to give you number five. We're going to return... Mm-hmm. To the world of sports. Now, look, here's the thing. Here's the thing about America that I know. Or the world. Let's talk just about America.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. and nobody likes a crybaby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when a bully gets beat and turns into a crybaby, that's even worse. So my number five this year was I blame a group of Americans called women for this in large part. But my number five asshole of the year is Ronda Rousey, the former UFC champion, who was a complete bully, who was a complete asshole, and yet had this immense following of women who were like, see, girls can do anything. We can kick ass. Meanwhile, I know UFC very well because I watch all the shows and I follow
it. Yeah.
And I know that she hadn't beat anybody with any credentials. She really was. Now, look, she was an Olympic judo medalist and stuff. Same. And so she could really fight, and I'm not putting her down for that. I'm not saying she's not talented. But she really didn't beat anybody that was any good, and some of her wins were very fluky, but she had this reputation of she's unbeatable. No woman on earth could beat Ronda Rousey in a fight. Sure enough, this woman who's like a 30 times boxing world champion named Holly Holm went in and beat the fucking shit out of her. And Rousey was a complete bitch in the lead up to the fight. She refused to touch gloves with this woman before the fight. And I couldn't have been happier watching somebody get their fucking ass kicked this year.
Yeah.
And it was tough for me to not pick other athletes in combat sports, if you know what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll get to them at the end of the show. Ronda Rousey. And not to mention that she's making a bunch of shitty goddamn movies, too, which is another reason to hate her. Okay, Corey, let's make a new Roadhouse. Let's fucking remake the fucking worst
movie
ever.
They made Point Break.
Exactly.
Is nothing in this Patrick Swayze catalog sacred?
Nothing is sacred.
They redid Dirty Dancing, didn't they?
Yes, they remade Dirty Dancing. It's come and gone, yeah.
Okay.
It was Julianne Hough.
Oh, Christ.
In Dirty Dancing.
No, that was Footloose.
That was Footloose.
I don't think they've done Dirty Dancing yet.
Ooh.
But they're just going to work their way through the Patrick Swayze
catalog.
Maybe
they haven't done Dirty Dancing.
Red Dawn.
They've done sequels to Dirty Dancing.
They did Red Dawn again.
They haven't remade Dirty Dancing, but I think it's a stage play, and there's been a sequel that nobody likes.
I'm just saying, how many Patrick Swayze movies are going to get remade?
All I know is that Ronda Rousey will be in all of them, because she sucks.
Well,
I'm glad she got knocked out. And look, I don't wish, injury on anyone, but it's hubris. She went and she wasn't very nice. And when she got beat up, I had absolutely no sympathy for you whatsoever.
I don't necessarily want my boxers or combat fighters, combat sport athletes to be nice.
No.
I mean, she was overexposed.
Completely.
And I will say that I don't watch UFC anymore, so I don't know specifically too much about it. I've seen some of her fights.
Yeah.
And her fights are usually she knocks somebody out in 12 seconds.
Well, she submits them with an arm bar.
You're saying she was fighting people without skills.
She was fighting people that...
Now, next you're going to tell me that Goldberg on the title run...
It's not that they...
When who was next?
She was fighting the best possible women. The problem is women's MMA is so new. It's only been in the UFC for like less than 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's not... It hasn't matured into a sport like men's MMA is at now. Men's UFC. We're all of those guys, when you're a champion, all of those guys you fight are really tough, which is why a UFC champion generally holds his belt for less than a year. They usually defend it maybe once, or they usually win one or two in a row as a UFC champion, and then you get beat because the competition's so tough. She wasn't fighting anybody that was good, and she's running around like she's the fucking queen of the world, and it's not the case.
I mean, women's boxing's been around slightly longer, but you're saying there haven't been... there's no Randy Couture or somebody who's been around,
But she was this Holly Holm woman that beat her was the best woman's boxer. She had to leave women's boxing because there wasn't any money in it, so she got into UFC and she beat the shit out of Ronda. Thank fucking God.
Well, good. Now, Ronda...
Knocking someone off their high horse is always a good thing.
I was a little tired of the Ronda Rousey media cover. It was between her and...
And it's mostly women that are into it.
Between her and Amy Schumer, I saw enough of thick-hipped blondes. Not that I disliked Amy Schumer.
No, Amy Schumer's
fine. But she got a lot of media
coverage. It's too much exposure, Too much exposure is always better. Give us a number five, Corey.
All right, number five, we're turning once again to the world of comedy.
Oh.
And I'm going to actually just lump a couple guys in here. A
couple guys.
And it's the new late night host. and I'm actually going to say Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah, okay.
But I'll also throw James Corden in that mix, as we've
as
we've documented time.
Well,
and again,
you don't like.
I couldn't hate a human being more than James Corden.
You hate James Corden just for who he is.
I want to punch his fat face.
He's done nothing to you but be himself.
He's
and
loathsome.
You hate him.
No, I just—it's the worst. You want to talk about comedy for girls? He's like, Let me use an out of style term. He's faggier than fag.
Well, he's I here my feeling is that the Britishness covers up the faggotry. That's my thing.
Aren't they one and the same?
Okay, but I don't, you know.
No, it's just so he should be doing Oliver on Broadway is what he should be doing.
He could do
right?
that.
Right? He's just he's a little gumdrop of joy. James Corden. Okay, and Trevor Noah. And I'll tell you, there's this commonality between the two of these fuck faces. Okay? How many American comedians are hosting shows in South Africa?
I don't know.
Okay? Zip, zip, zilch, zero. Okay? All right, and I understand that American entertainment and films are broadcast all over the world. Yes. But I don't think a specific...
They get all the American shows in South Africa.
I don't think specifically topical comedy shows tend to carry over between cultures.
Well, I think they have them. I don't know if they're hits or not.
But
you know
what I'm saying? In England, they've got Jonathan Ross and Graham Norton, and they have their own chat show hosts. That's fine.
Yeah.
Stay in your own little your backyard. I know those guys have made attempts to come here and do things.
Sure, yeah.
That's fine. You can be in our movies. Steve Coogan, I love, you know, but a talk show, and a late night talk show is specifically, and The Daily Show even more so, which is a political satirical show. I don't see a bunch of Americans hosting This Hour Has 22 Minutes up at CBC.
Yeah.
All right? It has to, there's a tone to doing this kind of comedy, which is specifically wise and sharp.
Yeah.
And both these shit faces will make jokes like, I don't know what Philadelphia Eagle is, but go team sports. I hate that. Talk about shit for girls. I want a goddamn night show host who knows who the fucking Mets are. Is that too hard to know? You know, I want a Dave Concepcion reference. You know what I'm saying? I want a Ditka joke that comes from somewhere real. I don't want a guy who's got to look at a fucking...
Jimmy Kimmel.
Right. I don't want a guy who's got to look at a fucking index card to figure out what he's saying when his writers hand him a fucking joke. I'm sorry. Jon Stewart was... They should have shut the fucking Daily Show down.
They probably should have.
I mean, okay, now John Oliver is...
they still could.
Okay, now John Oliver's an Englishman.
Yeah.
He could have stepped into the Daily Show.
Could've.
So I'm discrediting my own theory here a little bit. But Trevor Noah acts like I can't even do that. I can't even do
Trevor
that.
Noah, I don't think
is
very good.
Donuts? What is a donut? What is a Cheeto? I fucking hate that
shit. I actually believe when it comes to late night that the guy who's doing the best job is actually James Corden. When you look at all of the factors. And then I'm not saying that James Corden... Look, my feeling is here's my feeling.
What are you talking about?
Here's why. I'm not saying it's even good. Look, we know why Jimmy Fallon sucks. You've explained why Trevor Noah sucks, okay? This Stephen Colbert is, you know, you're supposed to go on 11:30 and do a show that more people could watch and could appreciate.
Yeah, he did not expand.
Compared to that, he didn't expand his audience at all, and he's suffering for it. He's number three in the ratings. And then this other, Seth Meyers. This guy won't even get out of the fucking desk. He's just got it. All he can do, he's proved that all he can do is Weekend Update. That's all he can do. He's good at one thing, and it's Weekend Update. And that's all they're going to have him do. And so he's not doing any better. And I'm not saying that he's worse or better than Corden, or Corden's better than him, or Corden's better than Colbert. But what I'm saying is, with the format that they've chosen, with the venue that they have to do these shows, I think that James Corden has done an admirable job with what he's doing. And look, when he gets in the car and he sings with Mariah Carey in One Direction, I get douche chills just like anyone else. I'm not saying that's a good segment. But what I think when he does his panel interviews, I think they're at least interesting in a way that somebody like Seth Meyers is not.
I'll tell you what. I can't get to the panel interviews.
All right, then don't.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Listen, nobody watches those shows all the way through. We all know that.
I feel like an old married couple. And we've been married for 35 years.
And
you go, honey, I'm gay.
I don't know what you're talking about. With
this
the exception of Jimmy Kimmel, who's never tried hard. I think Jimmy Kimmel does. Okay, Jimmy Kimmel does probably the best job in late night. He's not trying too hard. But he's not trying hard.
Actually, I think Conan.
Conan is probably the favorite. But again, he's not really in that mix of those network guys. But I think Corden tries hard. And I think has made something out. He's made that show into something. Even if it's not something you like, at least it has an identity. It doesn't look like all the other shows, and I give him some credit for that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. I will grant you that he does do things a little differently. I do like that they put the guys on the panel at the same time Because that's what the old Tonight Show. Everybody leaves the show. Now they walk off.
Yeah.
Because, like, the stars can't be on.
Sure,
yeah. Like, Jeremy Renner can't be on the same stage with, Kerry Washington or whatever the hell it is. Yeah. I liked the old Carson Tonight Show format where, like, you just move down the couch.
Sure, that was good, but...
Because then you get interaction that isn't scripted. But publicists are...
They hate
ruining all this shit.
Yeah.
And they're sucking all the vitality.
And I think the celebrities themselves probably don't want to do it. And I think some of them enjoy it, but most of them would not. So,
well, the dirty secret is actors. Acting is for people who aren't interesting anymore.
Well,
there used to be people like Burt Reynolds who go on and get crunked on the Carson and be more interesting.
Yeah.
Now actors are these fucking pricks like Christian Bale who don't have anything interesting to say if someone didn't write it for
right.
him.
Right. It's all prepared in advance. And so,
you know what I mean?
But I think
what does Michael Fassbender have to say unless it's put in his mouth by, Aaron Sorkin? Colbert made the mistake. He should have people like Aaron Sorkin on. He should have the smart and interesting people. But the problem is he puts on these corporate... He's been putting on, like, CEOs and things.
Yeah,
he's been making some missteps. I still like Colbert's first, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
His band leader sucks. I'll grant you that.
Oh, my God. That guy's the worst.
The John Baptiste and Stay Human can
Jesus
fuck off with that.
Christ.
But he's got pretty good musical acts. I'm obviously a Letterman debuté. We talk about late night all the time. But anyway, these fucking pricks.
Yeah.
This Trevor Noah tanked The Daily Show.
Yes.
He took everything Jon Stewart had and shit. You know what? Jon Stewart came back and did an episode because he was pushing the first responder bill.
Yeah.
Because that was not... That was somehow unpassed. They wouldn't pay for the health.
Well, they shouldn't have brought him back. It just made Trevor Noah look bad.
Yeah, but I'm saying he came back and he looked great, and he did a bit where he went to the Congress and got in senators' faces and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, hey, Jon Stewart, why did you leave? Because this guy's a schnook. And anyway,
the state of late night is bad, and any of these guys certainly qualify for the list. I'm not going to defend one or the other. You know, they all suck. So, boy, you can pick. I gave you a valid reason to not like Colbert. I gave you a valid reason.
Seth Meyers.
I gave you a valid reason.
Samantha Bee is getting a show now on TBS.
I know. Yeah,
they couldn't hire her to do the Daily Show.
I don't know.
I mean, I agree. I completely agree with this argument. Since Chelsea left, no women can host a talk show.
No, apparently
so
not.
You couldn't just take Samantha Bee and plug her into The Daily Show and do the format you've been doing for 15 fucking years?
I guess
no,
so.
You brought in this pretty boy. This pretty boy South African prick. South Africa. God, he's annoying as hell. I don't find any sincerity in his jokes.
Well, look, I've never been a fan of that show. It doesn't bother me. It's no skin off my balls. I don't watch
I know you don't have taste.
But look, I'm sad that Letterman's gone. I'd love to turn on TV and see Letterman. At night and
God,
I can
don't
now.
You miss
and
Dave?
So miss,
you
yeah.
don't you see, like, Dave was the consummate broadcast. I feel like these guys represent a shift in millennial comedy, and you and I hate millennial comedy.
Well, it's...
I mean, now I feel like Steve Allen when, like, you know, rock and roll
You know
came
what?
In.
I
don't want to be the square. Dancing to fucking Grease songs is not funny.
That's not funny, and that wouldn't be funny in any era... Whenever that was being done. If that was being done in the 80s, we wouldn't have liked that either. So I don't know that I put it on the back of millennials. I put it on the back of the people that are
called women.
Well, there's that, but I think it's just people that are picking these shows are doing it. These shows don't have taste. They don't have legs and they're not good. But you know, again, when you're running a network, the job is not for the network head to put on good shows. It's him to make money for the network.
Wow.
And ultimately, if they can make money with Jimmy Fallon because he appeals to women with his dumb, stupid shit, then that's what they're going to do. And I understand that, and that's fine.
You know, we were doing so well.
I've got a million.
Liked Gordon.
I've
broke my heart.
I got a million goddamn things to watch. I got more stuff to watch than I'll ever get to. So I'm not crying. I'm not gonna, you know, cry in my fucking pillow that I don't get, you know, a witty 6-minute segment at the beginning of a late night talk show anymore. I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm over that.
I hear you.
I don't even give a fuck. But these guys do suck, and I wish they could do these things better, and I wish that they would, but they're not gonna, so what are you gonna do?
Well, and you know, there are, again, obviously, I can watch John Oliver if I want that kind of stuff. I can watch Bill Maher.
I used to listen to Howard Stern all day, every day when I was in college. Is Howard Stern. And I don't listen to really, unless I'm going on a long road trip, I don't listen to Howard Stern at all. And I really don't miss it. So I'll be fine.
We should move on.
And I think Howard's great and everything, but
we should move on, but I feel this guy should fall under this heading. And it's not, he doesn't deserve to be placed this high, but I'm going to throw him on into this number
five. Are you giving?
I'm going to throw him just a little shot. Wyatt Cenac, speaking of The Daily Show.
Let's move on.
He did an interview on WTF where he said Jon Stewart was mean to him. And he sounded like the biggest pansy. He was a guy who, when he was on The Daily Show, I thought was funny.
Yeah.
He was a correspondent. He gave the bitchiest interview. It was the biggest sissy, bitchy.
I might have heard that. I don't even remember.
It was all about how he stopped talking to his mom because she wasn't emotionally responsive to him. I never hated a person more from an interview.
Well, my problem is I don't even know who these Daily Show guys are, so that name is just a name to me.
I just want to throw out.
Yeah, okay.
Wyatt Cenac, with one interview, turned himself into a massive asshole.
All right, let's go to number four. And then, look, I think I just gave you a woman. I've given you lots of men. But, you know, children can be assholes too, Corey. That's my number four. I don't think I'm saying anything out of school, right? Uh-huh. You hate children. We all know that about you.
Yes. Yes, right? I hate children. Yes.
Well, let's talk about a child named Ahmed Mohammed.
Oh.
And Ahmed Mohammed.
Is that the child I thought you were going to name?
Ahmed Mohammed decided that I would take a digital clock from Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Take it apart. Put it in a not a suitcase, but in a pencil case, which for all intents and purposes is like a little briefcase. So what you're going to do is you're going to put a clock with a giant red digital display in a suitcase in 2015, bring it to school, be told, hey, that looks like a bomb. Can you please put that away? Then refuse to put that away, then get arrested and have the entire world claim racism. No, this kid is the fucking asshole. And listen, I'm not saying the guys that arrest a kid and handcuff him and all that stuff, I'm not saying they're not doing bad things. But with this whole incident around this clock, all started from this kid going, I'm going to make this thing and I'm going to be naughty. I'm going to make this thing just to get a rise out of my teachers and out of my fellow students. That's the whole point of this. And you can say, look, don't tell me a fucking 14-year-old in an information age doesn't realize that putting a red digital display in a briefcase looks wrong. You can't tell me that. An intelligent 14-year-old can do that.
I feel like in this case, there are some maybe legitimate concerns about racial profiling covered up by the fact that the kid did something dumb. When I was in high school, and this was pre-Columbine by a couple years.
Yes.
They instituted a policy where they were like, you can't wear hats.
Yes.
And too many kids were wearing baseball hats.
Sure.
And I think they just wanted to take the hats away for discipline purposes, because I think the older teachers and principals were annoyed by it.
Yes.
Why are these dumb kids wearing hats?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you could put a gun in your hat.
Yeah, okay.
So I promptly went and got a swing line stapler and put it under my hat.
Oh, my God.
And the hat stuck up 5 inches off my head. And I said, uh-huh. And I went to disprove this. And they, of course, said, shut up, Corey. So, but that was a provocative act of being a dickhead.
And that's exactly what he's doing. Now, look, he was arrested. There is a law on the books in, where is this, Arizona? Because I have this thing, whole thing printed out here. That, you know, that there is a hoax bomb law. That it's not only illegal to make a real bomb, but if you make a hoax bomb, that is also illegal. I think we can all agree that that's a pretty good law, right?
Uh-huh.
If you left a hoax bomb outside of a courthouse, they would shut down the courthouse. It would ruin people's lives. So basically, this kid was arrested. He was never charged with the crime. And, you know, the fact that he happens to be an Arab, I think that's just coincidental. But the internet goes crazy. And look, part of this and a lot of these people that are on this is that here's the biggest asshole of the year. Anyone who's outraged on the internet is the asshole of the year. I can take all these guys, multiply them by 10, add them together, and they're not even as big of the hatred I have for people who go on the internet and try to solve something with their tweets.
Right.
Nothing works. Get over yourselves. Nothing's changing fucking anything. Your tweets, your Facebook posts, your links to articles ain't doing fucking shit. They're not stopping police violence. They're not stopping racism. They're not stopping terrorism. They're not stopping anything. All they're doing is making yourself look like a fucking whining fucking baby. So figure out, get a life, find something that concerns you that's not taking place 2,000 years ago to get upset about, and write about that. Get a life, America. Get a goddamn fucking life. Get fine. If this is your kid and he's arrested for building a bomb, put it on Facebook. I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
But don't sit there and all of these fucking jockeys are outraged about this fucking kid. Nothing. This is the greatest thing that ever happened to this kid, by the way. So don't be sitting here telling me that this is a bad thing. By the way, the kid left the country.
Mm-hmm.
Their family is trying to sue the city of Irving, as in Texas, right, for $15 million. And they moved back to, what country did they move back to? Some fucking foreign country. So fuck them.
Where were they from? Fuck him. Somewhere in the Middle East.
Somewhere Qatar.
Oh, good.
Qatar.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I don't know if they're from Qatar, but that's where they decided to move because the kid was offered a scholarship by the Qatar Foundation. So good for him. And shame on our president for doing the same as all those internet people and just going, hey, man, this is cool. Come to the White House. That's what you want to do, dude? Come on. Why don't you think things through? Why don't you and whoever's sitting in that office that's making all that money think things through, you dummy?
Well, there was a legitimate concern. Look, I think there is a legitimate concern about racial profiling.
Sure.
And that was what the president was dealing with there. And he was trying to say, you know, I understand. The kid acted like a shithead. And the parents of the kid...
Racial profiling is wrong. We can all agree on that.
So there's some legitimate concern there that was made worse by the dumb actions of the family.
But it's one of these things people hear, Arab boy, bomb, not really a clock.
Right.
And people just in their heads go, racial profiling. I'm outraged. I'm outraged. Racial profiling. I'm outraged. I'm outraged. I'm outraged. And it's just like, stop it.
Right.
There's no need for this. It helps no one.
Except
because people jump to conclusions. You know, okay.
The really difficult problem is that are dumb people who act and go, well, it's an Arab. They must be guilty. Except who shot everybody in Paris?
Exactly. Well,
was it Chinese people?
No, but okay. When the police jump to conclusions,
yes,
people are outraged and think that that's wrong.
When people on the internet jump to conclusions,
they're completely right.
Sure.
Nothing will ever change how right they are.
Absolutely.
So this Mahad Muhammad, GFY, fuck off.
Uh-huh.
Get out of here. Enjoy Qatar, dickface.
Okay, all right.
You had a great life in America, now you fucked it up. Probably blow us up one day, my prediction.
All right, now what are we, number four?
Give me a number four.
Speaking of idiot white people, if we can change the subject for a minute. And racial profiling of hillbillies. Number four, Kim Davis.
Yes.
yeah,
you know, she didn't even make my top 10 just because I kind of knew you would have her. And I said, yeah, go ahead.
The county clerk of Rowan County, Kentucky.
Yeah.
She looks exactly like one of the 19 kids and counting women. I mean, she looks like,
she
has a look like
the evangelicals have a look. Yes.
She looks like the oldest wife of a polygamist. You know what I mean? Like the first wife. And he keeps getting younger and younger chippies.
She looks exactly like the lady in Catfish.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the lady in Catfish? Yeah. Sure. That. By the way, that guy should be on my list. Nev Schulman. We'll get to him. Keep writing down guys. That fucking cocksucker in that show. I don't want to step on your number.
No,
four.
It's fine. We all know why Kim Davis is a horrible, terrible excuse for a person. I don't know if I was a gay man, I would want to be married in Rowan County, Kentucky.
No, but
there's much better places to go.
Yes.
There's much more tolerant places to live and work. But the basic point of the whole Supreme Court ruling was that it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter, yeah.
And she decided to not do her job.
Yes.
And you know what? You can't take a city job or a government job and then say, I'm not going to apply. I'm not going to play by the law or the rules, because this guess what? Your personal politics have to be subordinate to your job. And I don't think everybody who's in the military agrees with everything that ever happens. I know that's for sure. But guess what? They sign an oath and they join the military.
Yeah.
And they have to follow orders. And they have to do these things. And you have to, if you're working in the federal government, this is why we get these dickheads who are like, I don't believe the federal government should exist. Well, don't run for office then.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not so much that she's Christian, because that you're going to be Christian. Look, you're a dumbass for being a Christian. That's a whole nother.
Mm-hmm.
You're an asshole for a whole nother reason. But this is a point where, you know, it's important to people that you marry them. That's the thing. If you don't want to do it, just you're better off to resign.
Yeah.
And not to mention this woman, you didn't bring this up, but, you know, that through her lawyer, she managed to arrange a meeting with the Pope. yes. while the Pope was over here.
Well,
which is like, and I'm sure the Pope was horny. And look,
speaking of people on my list,
I'm not defending the Pope, but I'm sure the Pope didn't know what the fuck he was getting into.
Well, speaking of people that were on my list,
okay, there you go.
Scratch off the Pope.
Is the Pope really one of your?
He was on my list,
but is he okay? So yeah, I agree with you on Kim Davis for exactly the reasons you said. You got to do your job. If you don't want to do your job, quit. It's fine. Quit.
Right.
You're not going to win that argument. You're not going to. There's nothing that's going to trump the Supreme Court. Whatever personal freedom you think you have to do that, you don't really have that in your job. You can't do it. So you got to go. Kim Davis, fuck off. All right. Here's my number three. And I'm sure I know I'm scratching one off your list here because really. And why not make him number one? I'm not even sure. But here's my number one. A guy named Martin Shkreli.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the guy who bought the manufacturing license for the anti-parasitic drug Daraprim, which is used to fight AIDS, and raised its price by 5,556% from $13.50 to $750 per tablet. Of course, Martin Shkreli was arrested later in the year for securities fraud. And he had to resign as CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals, which means that he's really not even in charge of this company anymore. But he's this young guy. He's a 32-year-old man who was one of these Wall Street backdoor, you know, leverage hedge fund guys. And he's an asshole. And
I'm with you.
He did an asshole thing. And he also bought the Wu-Tang Clan album for $2 million. Which is another reason people hated him, yeah. So.
Which, by the way, comes with a clause that at any point that the Wu-Tang Clan, members of the Wu-Tang Clan or Bill Murray have the right to steal it back in a caper.
I
love the fact that they wrote that into a contract and the lawyer...
You know, I've heard of people releasing albums that way where you sell essentially what is the master tape and it's yours to do whatever, because from the Wu-Tang Clan's perspective... Their point is like, well, why don't we just make $2 million off this? Then we don't have to try to sell these things and make 10 cents an album.
The question is, how bad is that album?
Well, it's almost certainly bad if they're saying you can't release it. It's one thing to say release it. You know, we did a thing at the
Is it like the contractual obligation albums where where Van Morrison sings about psoriasis
ringworm? Yeah, I don't know, because you know, at the Gathering of the Juggalos, we auctioned off an ICP song. And you got all the master tape to the ICP song and all
and
rights.
What was the song?
You could do
Joey farting into a microphone.
You know what? It might have been. I don't know. I never heard it because the person bought it for, I think, $1,000 or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they ever did with it, but it's theirs to do what they want. But anyway, this Martin Shkreli guy really comes off as a douche. And everyone hated him. And in a case like this, as much as I talk about internet outrage, I agree that people had a right to be outraged about this. This is a public health issue. It's not somebody's personal politics.
Right.
And so, you know, no one can defend this guy. Not to mention just any of those Wall Street guys who bullshit like this. I mean, look, this has all the elements of assholery. Pharmaceutical companies,
he's
insider training, Wall Street, the Wu-Tang Clan, all the hallmarks, hip-hop, all of the hallmarks
of
assholes.
Well, he really, and
looks like a douche.
Much like Ted Cruz, he's got a smashable face.
He also
you just want to punch him.
He also plays League of Legends, which is another reason to hate his guts. He has a professional League of Legends team.
You know what, though? Again, it's a nerd who got power.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst thing that can happen is nerds getting power.
Yeah.
People with poor socialization skills who get rich are a nightmare.
Absolutely.
For this country and this world.
Oh. All right, Corey, it's number three.
Number three. She's a charmer, this number three.
No, she's a charmer.
She's a real winner.
Oh, let's see. Who could he be talking about?
Though her skin... is not the color that she claimed it was. Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, Rachel Dolezal, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, I put this in the category of internet outrage, but okay.
Well, it is internet outrage.
It is a little too much. Yeah.
It was about a week worth of headlines before it got bumped by some other news.
Right.
But it was a fabulous week of news.
It was.
I couldn't remember cackling at news stories more than this. Because this woman was in Spokane, Washington, or Spokane. I don't if you're up there and you're Huckleberry. And she was the president of the NAACP chapter in Spokane, Washington. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been there only briefly. I had lunch in Spokane, Washington. Did not see a person of color.
No.
Anywhere in the vicinity. I don't know if I would if I spent 2 months there.
Well, apparently, if she was there, you still wouldn't have seen a person of color.
So she basically identified as being black.
All right.
And the problem with that is the black people told her to fuck herself. So
what did she exactly do this year? But she just she was thrown off the NAACP. What did she do?
Well, someone finally put a camera. She's been going to, you know, she's been, like I said, the chairman of the NAACP in Spokane.
Okay.
Which apparently she was voted on by all members of the NAACP.
Okay, so that,
now,
I
obviously, there
that.
Can't be no black members of a NAACP chapter. There must obviously be. She was going to national events and doing all this stuff and appearing, you know, and giving interviews. And finally, a reporter said, wait a second. am my eyes deceiving me here, or is this a white woman with bronzer on?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and so a reporter
went. She's got kinky hair, Corey.
Yeah. And it turned out that her family, she grew up in Montana.
Yeah.
And her family, you know, and that she did, under no circumstances, had any African American.
Well, she was a redhead, wasn't she? Was she like a ginger?
It's blonde.
Blonde, okay.
She's a blonde. Yeah. And you look at her pictures as a kid, she looks like, you know, she might as well be traipsing through the Alps with Liesl in The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then this led to this big, stupid conversation about...
Yeah, the conversation was idiotic.
Cultural appropriation.
Completely.
But you
idiotic.
Know what? Guess what? They used to do this thing where in Westerns, you know, Martin Landau would play a native chief.
Yeah.
Or anybody, any Jew who they could paint red.
Well,
like the Haqqani tribe.
The Jews had big noses, so they made for good Indians.
Right, exactly.
No, they did, because all the Abbott and Costello movies, there's Indians in those, and
they're
Jews.
All like,
yeah.
They're all like Borscht Belt comics.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So, I mean, it's like that kind of stuff. Well, we now don't look at that and go, well, that's appropriate.
No.
Now, Cliff Curtis can play any race because he's the, what is he, like a Maori?
Yeah. I
but
know
Cliff Curtis
guys.
Plays either, like, he can play Mexican drug lords or Arab terrorists.
The Rock can play any race.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine. I don't even get upset about that. But this woman got caught in a lie and then doubled down by instead of going, you know, you busted me.
Yeah, right.
She came up with this, well, I feel black.
Well, yeah, that was
what made it really dumb.
Because I even go, like, why not have a white guy run the NAACP? I have no problem with that. That doesn't bother me.
Sure.
You know, I don't need, you know what I mean? I don't care who runs, you know, I mean, anybody can run your organization if they do a good job running it. Who cares what color they are? But she said a lot of dumb stuff.
No, it wasn't even that.
It was.
You're completely right.
I mean,
you can be, you know, you can be a straight guy and be involved in gay charities.
Whatever,
that's fine.
Right.
It's just that she claimed to be African American.
If you lie, then got caught
with a camera in her face.
But this really,
and doubled down on the lie.
This really was Jerry Springer level shit.
Oh yeah.
And America went crazy over this. And to me, it was not that big a deal.
The video that her husband made for her, the rap video.
Oh God.
Was one of the most amazing.
Well, that's
things
the thing, you know, you,
about
you know,
your deliciousness and sensuality. It was incredible.
She likes big. She likes the BBC.
Uh huh.
And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about Top Gear.
No.
And I'm not talking about
Doctor Who.
I'm not talking about Downton Abbey.
No.
But she likes the BBC,
sure.
And good for her. Uh-huh. Somebody's got to do that.
Well, that means something entirely different.
All right. Let me get
a real bozo clown show and a delight.
All right. We're getting down to our top two now for each of us. Now look. Let me ask you a question before I tell you my number two. Is it wrong if I say I like this guy?
I know who you're going to say now.
No. I don't think you do.
I think I
was endlessly entertained by this guy in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like what he is an asshole for, I actually think is hugely entertaining to me. And I think it was to you as well. And therefore, but I have to put him in number two because when you do what this guy did, you can't actually like the guy, but boy, it was entertaining. My number two pick for asshole of the year, Robert Durst.
Oh,
who was the star of The Jinx on HBO?
You know what? That you got me.
You know what I mean? Because you kind of go, boy, if not for this guy, run. Okay, so Robert Durst. If you haven't seen The Jinx, it's fabulous. It's a documentary series about a guy who has apparently committed a series of murders, only one of which he was ever tried for, and he was exonerated. And he decided to do a sit-down interview with this guy named Andrew Jarecki, who's a movie director who actually made a dramatic movie, you know, a movie with actors, with Ryan Reynolds, and the, not Ryan mm-hmm. Reynolds, the other guy, Ryan Gosling, played Robert Durst in a movie called All Good Things, which was about, you know, this series of murders that took place. That movie didn't really do well, didn't get a lot of traction, but he decided that when he found out that Robert Durst would actually grant him an interview, he decided to make this, you know, documentary about him. And the interviews with Robert Durst were some of the most interesting, entertaining, because the guy is clearly a sociopath.
Oh, yeah.
And to listen to him being interviewed and describing these things, you know what? And you know he's guilty of all of these. But he does. But he.
It was a great show.
Through
well
the course
done.
Of these interviews, he just gives you one bullshit excuse after another for how he didn't kill these people. And it's fascinating. And it was really a great show. And I'm really singling him out as making this because without him, you know, you just have another guy who's guilty and who puts his hand over the camera and refuses to talk. But this guy loves the sound of his own voice. He really thinks he's like a movie villain. He will talk and talk and talk until he admits exactly what he did, which is basically what happens. I don't want to ruin the jinx
for
anyone.
None of the people that we've listed, and Robert Durst crystallizes this, he represents this better than anyone. None of these people think that they're wrong.
No.
They don't think. I think Robert Durst obviously had to understand on some level that, you know, maybe you shouldn't kill your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or your first wife.
That was his wife, yeah. Well, he
killed the wife and the girlfriend later on.
Yeah.
And then the neighbor.
He killed everybody.
Which, the neighbor was the one that was crazy.
The neighbor's the one that they actually got him on.
He
got off on him in self-defense.
Which was evident that he murdered him.
Yeah, you got to watch the HBO thing. It's so good.
But he really thought he was doing the right thing was entitled? I don't know what.
He's a very wealthy guy. He came from a wealthy family, and that's covered in the documentary, that his moral compass was not, you know, was not there. So.
I got to tell you, you know, we only have a couple names left here, and I can't get to all of them.
Well, you got to, you don't order your list.
I got to hope.
We'll get to some extra ones, but quickly, because I want to wrap this up. We're already 90
minutes. I got
to
hope that you.
Well, that's my number two. There you go. Give me number two.
All right. My number two, so many.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to name at least one of these guys.
No, I've got one left. I've got one left.
I'm sorry, Subway. We can't do you.
You can do him.
I mean,
if that's your number two, it's your number two.
No, no, it's I gotta go with Trump.
Yeah,
I mean, because if I didn't say Trump, they would file podcast incompetence, right?
I'm gonna give you my number one in what right. We're going to dovetail into my number one, and then we'll get. You picked Donald Trump. I didn't pick Donald Trump for two reasons. One, I knew you were going to pick Donald Trump. And number two, I picked a guy that's basically the next thing to Donald Trump. So go ahead and tell us about Trump.
Look, I mean, it's not that I have any choice.
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking choice.
You don't, yes.
Look, obviously Jared Fogle is the hugest piece of shit. he goes beyond an asshole. He's like okay, the difference between him and Donald Trump is Donald Trump has a following.
Yeah.
A following that is in the huge numbers. Not a soul on earth will mourn for Jared Fogle. And not one white person defended him.
Jared Fogle, yeah, I know.
Black people defended Bill Cosby.
It's crazy, yeah, I know.
I was going to say Roger Goodell,
We'll get to the extra ones. Tell us about
Donald Trump. Trump has to be on the list because he's fucking ridiculous.
Yes.
The thing with Trump, and I'm still of the opinion, and I've been of this opinion for a long time, that he's been running a false flag campaign to get Hillary elected.
Oh.
Now, I know that's conspiracy nonsense, but he's now deep in over his head.
Saying he's dropping such a nuclear bomb on the Republicans they will be radioactive come November, and then one's going to want to.
I would imagine, but it's apparently, you know, it's kind of like the producers. Yeah. They were like, how do we make the worst play we can?
Yeah.
And it turned into a hit. And I feel like Trump is now deep past where he thought he was going to go. I don't think he ever thought this campaign was going to last this long. Mm-hmm. He spent a couple bucks, but he's not exactly digging into those pockets.
No.
You know, like Jeb Bush is outspending him like 5-1 or something.
Yeah.
And getting zero results.
Exactly.
And Trump just got with the strategy, I'm already famous, I'll go on television. Okay, and so even no matter what you think of Trump, and I don't think much of him in terms of his whatever policy he's throwing out, because he's basically a fucking, he's basically a insult comic that decided he was going to run for president.
And not a good one.
No, but everything he does is just go on and go, this Marco Rubio, God, he looks like a date that's been out in the sun all day. He just, right, that's all he does is just throw shade. But what's toxic and worse about Trump than anything else is that the billionaires decided instead of just buying out a candidate, why don't we just have one?
Well, that's,
and Trump said, I'm gonna run this election because I should, because I'm Trump and I own everything.
This is my thoughts on Donald Trump. Here's my thing.
Yeah,
if we want to just pick a guy who has charisma, and we just want to pick a guy who's a good talker, almost in a professional wrestling sense, if that's what we want to be the president of the United States, then Donald Trump absolutely should be president of the United States. And if he's elected, I will not have any objection to Donald Trump being elected, because what that says is that this is what Americans want. Whoever is the president, that's what people want. And I will never vote for Donald Trump. I think he's a complete... Here's what I wrote down on my notes.
Yeah.
Donald Trump... And then I put a little dash and I went, for everything. Because when I write down, you know, what they did to become asshole. I wrote Donald Trump for everything. He's a complete asshole. The immigration policy is idiotic. Everything's stupid about this guy. But you know what? If that's what people want, who am I to tell them no? Go ahead. Because, again, I've said this many times on the show. I don't care who the president is. And it's going to be an asshole. It's by default going to be an asshole at this point. And you know what? If it's going to be Trump, if that's what you fucking want, let's give you Trump. You know, it's a Kiss concert. You want the best, you got the best. Then we're going to trot out these shitty fucking guys in makeup. But you wanted the best. Remember when you said you wanted the best? Well, here's the worst. We're going to pass it off as the best. And you're going to go home happy.
I'll be honest. I was amused by Trump for the first like 2 months.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
The point is.
It's not funny
anymore.
The
point is, and it's what I've been saying for years, I'm disillusioned with politics. It's a fucking clown show. Here's the biggest fucking clown of all. Let's make him the president and be done with it. Let's all go back to our lives. Let's stop worrying about these guys.
Well, okay.
People worry every day. People spend, you know, the energy that people spend on for months and years trying to be president. Why do we even bother? What's the goddamn point? If you're gonna do all this and you're gonna end up with Trump or Hillary, what's the goddamn point?
This is the worst election I've been aware of.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe people felt this way.
If everyone worked on their yard with as much energy as they cared about who the president was, we'd have a beautiful country.
Well,
we could cure disease.
On the other hand, I firmly believe that disenchantment and disenfranchisement and people not caring doesn't make the system any better.
It probably doesn't, but it's, you know.
And if you're one of the, you know, a lot of this is like Lions fans who go, well, they got to hit rock bottom before they fix things.
Yeah.
Well, they went 0-16 and nothing
got
fixed.
They got better, by the way. By the way, the Lions might end up 7-9 and everyone can fuck off.
Well, I know.
And
they could have. And by the way, with two more wins, they could have gotten the playoffs.
Do you know the Chiefs started 1-5?
Yeah.
And they're in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's what makes the Lions so awful. Is that they could win two more games and gotten into the playoffs.
Anyway. But anyway, back to Trump. You know, the guy, the thing with the president is, look, you're going to have a shitty president. It's the bottom line. We're past the point of anybody being able. I know we had that scenario where Bernie Sanders could win and that would be fine. But, you know, people just got to go, look, you know. You know, you're in a conversation. You know, you can be an intelligent person and you can surround yourself with intelligent friends. And you guys can sit around and eat cheese and hummus and have intelligent conversations about who should be president. The problem is there's 200 million assholes that are that aren't doing that and that aren't smart. And you're going to end up with
that.
You got to be in. Here's my number one asshole of the year. And it just dovetails onto yours.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Jeb Bush as the asshole of the year.
Well,
here's
why.
And here's why it's Jeb Bush and not Trump. Okay. All you had to do was beat these fucking dummies. That's it. And you're Bush. Bush. Remember George Bush. Remember when George Bush was in the Illuminati? Remember when George Bush was the Saudis could buy the American electoral process? And they were going to put the Bushes everywhere. Where the fuck are they? Here's the point. This proves my point. No, there's no goddamn grand conspiracy. It's a bunch of dummies. You know what? It's a million monkeys on typewriters. You know what? Well, it's not going to be any good. You think you're going to get something good out of this? Here's the thing. Everyone pulled together in 2004. Everyone pulled together and said, enough bullshit. And, we're going to elect an intelligent guy. Uh-huh. We're not going to elect a rich white guy. Yeah. We're going to elect a black guy who's smart, who's honest. And guess what? Nobody fucking likes that guy. And that guy didn't even do a good job. So you know what? Who gives a fuck? So Jeb Bush, you, by the old standard, Jeb Bush would be president. But now we're into some other fucking, whatever the new world order was that got the first Bush elected, or the second Bush elected.
I think
that world order is gone now.
Well, I think Obama's kind of proving that it's almost an unwinnable position.
It is.
Because you're right.
It is.
He's smart and charming,
so
good looking. I actually like a lot of what he's done. I don't agree with everything.
My point is let's make Jeb Bush the president and just go, this is the way. At least then you can look at it and go, well, this is the system and we'll never beat the system. But here's the problem. You've already broken that system up and now you're left with what other pieces are falling through the gaps. And it's, you know, it's Bernie Sanders and it's Hillary and it's these guys.
Well, you know what?
And
being president, though, now has become... much like Brian Williams thinks he's funny on top of being a journalist.
Yeah.
Being president is not just being smart and knowledgeable of government. You got to be an entertainer.
Well.
And Jeb Bush is not an entertainer.
God, he's so not.
Jeb Bush is.
And look, it's to me, Jeb Bush would have been a rubber stamp for president at a certain point in his career or at a certain point in the country. Or something. I mean, how can they?
Don't get me wrong. I have as much enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton as I do for Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Okay, which is zero. I'm not enthused for a Clinton administration.
Then you're not
fired up.
Then you have to look at Hillary as going. That's where the political machine is. It's on the Democratic side, and it's them all going. She's going to stomp her feet until she's president. So let's just make her the fucking president and we'll get on with our lives.
Well, I know.
And that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, but so they steadfastly denied that to her in 2008.
Well,
she was going to be guaranteed president back then. And everybody went, let's do this.
Well, you know,
but
what?
This year, they don't even have any.
Because I think people got together in 2004 and said, we don't want a Clinton or a Bush. I think people said that. Yeah. But I think people now are going, you know, we want, I don't know. I don't, you know, if you ask me, if you put a gun to my head and ask me who the president's going to be, I'm going to tell you it's Hillary Clinton. But at the same time, could stranger things happen? I guess.
Here's the deal. As popular as Trump is, guess what? He's not going to win California, New York, Florida, Michigan, probably Minnesota.
Yeah.
So you really only have to, with the Electoral College, win like 8 big states to win the fucking presidency.
Guess what?
Fucking Arkansas can vote for Donald Trump all goddamn day long, and it ain't going to make a difference.
But you know what? Maybe a Hillary, maybe all of this nonsense will actually, I'll end up, people will come around to my position a little bit and go like, let's just not worry about this.
Well.
It's just not worry about it. It's not. It's fine to have an interest in politics, and you should care about what's happening.
I had a dummy arguing about, I had somebody on my Facebook feed going, this liberal government, this one-party government's got to get out of the way. And I went, what are you fucking talking about? The Republicans have the Congress.
Yeah,
it's not like Obama just does everything he wants. Are you fucking kidding me?
And that's why.
And I went, but the people don't understand that.
They think
the president is a king.
But that's why I'm saying, who gives a shit who's even the president? That's fine.
Well,
I'm fine with the parliament. You elect somebody out of the country, just pick a guy. Go into Congress and pick a guy. I'm fine with that. It's fine. Because everybody's enthusiasm, all of it will end up being for naught. Nobody really loves Hillary, but she's going to end up the president because, you know, the Trumps are the crazy. The Bush supporters aren't going to get who they want. The Bernie Sanders supporters aren't going to get what they want. And then they're just going to end up with Hillary.
Look.
And it's fine.
Gas is $1.85.
Fine.
Bin Laden's dead.
Fine.
The economy's not in free fall. The stock market's up, but they still hate Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
All of the metrics.
And that's part of my problem with the whole thing is that, you know, you want somebody who's honest and smart And I don't know what people want.
I think people want to be tucked into bed at night. They want the president to be fucking Superman or something.
Like
Obama can catch every bullet out there before it hits anybody.
What the fuck do they want?
Silly.
Well, look, Obama's
and they overstated how. Okay, I didn't like Bush, but they overstated how. Well, maybe not. He was fucking terrible.
No, but there was this evil reign of Bush,
yeah,
and the cronies, which really wasn't. That's what I'm saying about Jeb Bush. If these people were running the country, Jeb Bush would be president, would he not?
Well, again, I think Trump is that guy. Trump just went to
they
all
just
the
decided
bill- no,
that, that
he
that,
just told the other
Trump.
Billionaires, "Fuck you, I'll
yeah,
do this."
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And all the money that,
I don't know
all the money the Koch brothers and everybody
but,
always
but,
says
but,
they're buying the
but
country.
But when I look at who supports Trump, it's not those guys. It is the guy in the Arkansas with the trucker hat, though. That's the problem with Trump.
I know.
That is kind of the deal, though.
Those dumb fucking ignorant huckleberries who don't get out of things.
I feel like billionaires look at Trump and go, "Oh, fuck. We're embarrassed by him."
Yeah.
God, he's making billionaires look bad. You know what I mean? Like, I think billionaires...
Right. The man is a walking...
Yeah,
I mean, I
don't think the Trump supporters are...
Trump is a name that stands for elegance, but means garbage. He's the worst. All right.
You got to give us a number one, brother.
Oh my God, I got a number one. All right, well, my number one. He jumping ahead of other people.
Yeah, I thought Trump was your number one.
Andy That's Cohen.
Are you serious?
Bravo's Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen?
Oh, I'll tell
you've
you
made
right
a
now.
Mockery of this list.
No, I have not made a mockery.
You've made a mockery of the greatest show
made a mockery
in Joel Radio, historically.
No. That? God. Nancing, that mincing Nelly Bottom shitbird is endemic of everything that this is. He led us to having a country where Donald Trump can be considered a serious.
Well,
he is responsible for making housewives. He's responsible for making fucking former auto show models who married wealthy men into something
that is
an attribute in this culture. He is responsible for. Okay. He put on shows without any content. And then put on commentary about shows
so
without content.
Is he the guy that runs Bravo? Is that
yes.
the thing? He's not just a guy who hosts a dumb show on there.
No.
He is the...
He runs Bravo.
He's the president
of
Bravo.
He's responsible for the Kardashians to a certain extent.
No, that's Seacrest.
I know. But Andy
They're
Cohen...
They're on E.
Andy Cohen represents that whole culture, and he popularized that whole culture.
There is a tabloid culture where he is sort of in the center of that.
He is also... You want to talk about Seacrest... Okay, Seacrest at least hosted a fucking radio show.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen, and you want to talk about Brian Williams, who was, spent years in local news, and worked his way up in journalism. Andy Cohen was a fucking executive producer who put himself on camera.
Well, that's true.
And those are the people that are ruining everything. The fucking dilettantes. And Donald Trump is one of them, by the way. A guy who went from fucking yelling at Meatloaf and Gary Busey on television now thinks he's a fucking presidential candidate. Whereas Obama was fucking the Harvard Law Review's first black president. Andy Cohen is the epitome. Why I put him as asshole of the year? Because I hate his fucking face, first of all. I want to throw a hot coffee mug at that grinning fucking queer ass I'm sorry, I don't want to gay bash.
Well, look,
I don't want to
last year
I don't care if he loves another man except he's a Fruit Loop. I hate that fucking stinkbird. I hate him with all my heart.
I see Andy Cohen as more of a symptom than the problem itself.
Yes,
the root
but he's
of the
very he's patient zero.
Okay.
He's fucking representative of no talents getting in charge of things. And that's a popular theme on this
list.
But
doesn't he have at least an opinion compared to a Jimmy Fallon or somebody?
Jimmy Fallon has opinions, but he assiduously guards
them. But don't we like Wendy Williams more than Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes.
Because at least Wendy Williams has an opinion.
We do, although marginally.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, look, there's always been people like Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
But Andy Cohen thinks he's important.
Yes.
Wendy Williams knows she's doing a fucking afternoon get gossip show, right?
Right.
Ellen acts like she's the fucking emperor of all Iowa.
For sure.
She's like, she owns all middle-aged white women.
Yes.
That they are her dominion.
Yeah.
As if they will do her beck and call, like she's the ice queen from Narnia. Fucking Andy Cohen sits over an empire of homos who control bitches. It's like gays and women. And our friend, who is talented, is sucked up in that universe.
Our friend
Amy Phillips does a show where she does parodies of all the Real Housewives.
Oh.
And she's a legitimately talented person.
I haven't seen that show.
Who's doing a hot mess of a wreck.
Oh.
She's doing Teresa Guidice impressions.
What is the name of that show?
And she's on like a web show, but like she comes on that what not to. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's got that What Happens Next. Everything about Andy Cohen, and I could have said Harvey from TMZ, but Andy Cohen.
Well,
I kind of enjoy.
I don't like Andy Cohen, but I'm
occasionally entertained by TMZ.
Yeah.
Unlike this drivel, this claptrap, this.
Oh, look, I think, again, it's that celebrity that get that celebrity culture, which is weird because it's like rappers and like rich housewives. It's a weird mix of like. What Americans look up to nowadays.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? I mean, because that's why, if you want to go through my extras, yeah, I've got 50 Cent on there as an example of, you know, he had to declare bankruptcy this year, and yet he still lives this baller lifestyle. And it's like, what is the fuck is the matter
hip hop has become this, like, icon of success.
Yeah, it's weird.
And these are the least educated.
Absolutely.
Least, you know, none of these people could understand, could explain to you what DNA is. I mean, but they're spreading
also,
their DNA all over the place.
And it's also this weird thing where, you know, as much as people want to talk about racism in America, those are the leader, you know, to people under 30.
Yes.
You know, it's people like Drake and these fucking guys.
Right.
And Chris Brown and fucking.
By the way, I was tempted to put both those names
No, absolutely. And Nicki Minaj are like icons to these people.
Right.
And I'm like, are you fucking out of your mind?
Right.
These people are all idiots.
Well, okay.
And they're not even talented in most of their cases.
So is Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to blame white people for liking stupid stuff. But
I'm saying white people like dumb black people stuff.
They do.
It's not even like, you know, I get that, like, you know, like rich old people look up to Trump in some way. Or, you know, like old, poor white people.
Uh-huh.
But then young white people are looking up to guys like, you know, just straight thugs.
Okay, it used to be that black culture influenced white culture and made it better.
No.
Little Richard was an influence on Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
You know, now this is not getting better.
No, not at all.
Drake is not helping anybody.
It is a club culture.
Yeah.
It is a culture of, look at me, this is what I got, I'm successful because I have, you know, it's everything that we were taught was wrong.
Sure.
Is all that is embraced by this generation.
Well, don't worry, the snobs are still looking down on it.
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe this is why Trump's having his moment.
Yeah.
Because he's an uneducated rube who managed to get lucky because his dad gave him $1 million.
Yeah.
I got $1 million loan. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Donald. Yeah. As I've been saying on stage lately, you know what I'd have to do to get $1 million loan?
What's that?
Have 1 million fathers.
All right.
I'd have to get $1.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's that whole culture of celebrity, because TMZ really is doing that. I mean, go to TMZ and every article that's not a housewife, a Kardashian, or a hip-hop guy. Mm-hmm. See what's left on TMZ when you take those three things out. Nothing.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
So it's horrible. Now, we have a lot of responses, by the way. I asked people.
Oh, did you ask
for their
people?
List. Do you want to save those till after your number one?
Yeah, let me go. All no, right. I've already given my number one. My number one was Jeb Bush.
Oh, your number one was Jeb Bush.
That's why you didn't.
Oh, geez. Well, then we're wrapped.
Let me give you my extras, and then we'll see what the people had to say on this. Here's my extras, and then you can go through your list. Somebody that people, neither of us mentioned, Dr. Ben Carson, you know, in a group of Republicans. Here's a dumb doctor. That's we're going to run him for president. There you go.
Well, it's a guy.
You listen to him talking, he's an idiot.
It's proof, though, that you can be a savant and
absolutely.
That you can be good at one thing.
Yeah.
And have zero. Okay. I see this in places that we both work where people don't know how to do the other job.
Absolutely.
Or this, you know, this happens in any organization.
Yeah.
It's like there'll be guys who are there for 20 years and they only know how to do their job.
Yeah.
And if you're like, hey, Bill, I know you're running the AutoCAD, but could you come over here and turn the lights off?
Well,
and he'll look at you like, I don't have a fucking clue.
People look up to doctors and lawyers as being intelligent, and then there's a lot of dummies.
Oh, believe me, I know plenty of dumb attorneys due to my wife's job.
Charlie Sheen. I mean, how can you not?
I know.
The guy got HIV.
I hate Andy Cohen so much, I had to dump Charlie.
No, I'm fine.
Didn't tell anybody he had AIDS.
There's a guy named Reed Ewing, who is on Modern Family.
Uh-huh.
He's the boyfriend of the daughter on there, the oldest daughter. and he's addicted to plastic surgery to make himself look like Brad Pitt. That was revealed this year. Okay. It was a little too esoteric.
The guy who plays Dylan?
For the top, I guess, yeah, I don't know. It's the girls, you know, the slutty girl's boyfriend. That guy. Bill Cosby didn't make our list. You mentioned him briefly, but
didn't we do him last year?
Yeah, he's evergreen. You'll never get enough Bill Cosby. James Dean, the porn star.
Oh.
Well, allegedly abused dozens of women. And my feeling is, like, isn't porn demeaning enough to women that you have to go ahead?
Well, and the other problem, just like you said, nobody cares about the Jimmy Don driver.
Yeah.
It's hard for girls whose job is taking loads on their face to cry
to be sympathetic
foul,
to them.
And then people are going to ignore them.
But yeah, that guy really seems like
a shame.
That guy seems like an asshole. Look, I didn't see this movie, but simply for the making of a film titled Chirac, Spike Lee, which even black people went like, yeah, we don't, this is ridiculous.
Spike's become a real mess.
Yeah. So I didn't see Chirac, which puts me with the rest of America, but apparently it was terrible, and so that was bad. You know, you didn't mention anything NFL-wise, but Jason Pierre-Paul, but I had Tom Brady for the Deflategate.
Absolutely.
Thing. And even though Tom Brady may have actually not done anything wrong, he certainly made it look like he did something wrong. So, yeah, that's...
hold on.
That isn't old.
You still have the Roy Armstrong. Last year was the Kanye.
It was that one's like 3 years old.
Oh, who was
last year? It was Jennifer Lawrence and Sepp Blatter.
Oh, okay.
And then before it was Kanye West and Roger Goodell.
I'm sorry, I had to bring Seth. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Goodell would have made the list, but I think he won before.
But I think Tom Brady, you know, he destroyed his phone, and they asked him, why'd you destroy your phone? He goes, well, I was done with that phone. Because when I'm done with my phone, that's what I do, is break it into a million pieces, you dumbass. So he was covering something up.
Well, you don't have millions.
Speaking of MSNBC, Melissa Harris-Perry
even as a progressive and a guy who watches Rachel Maddow, she's awful.
She said that Darth Vader was racist because he was bad and black and all the good guys were white in Star Wars. But by the way, that's an argument that came out in 1977 about Star Wars. People have been saying that forever. It's not new. But she made headlines because she was going to dump on that. So,
you know, that was a criticism of the first Star Wars movie. They brought in Lando as a major character to counteract that.
They did. And then, whatever.
And John Boyega's in the new one.
Yeah.
Mawitha Hewitt-Pewy has a lisp.
Yeah,
and she represents to me the worst of, you know, there's people on the extreme right and there's people on the extreme left. And she's kind of the worst of college liberal arts culture.
50 Cent, as I mentioned, you know, he released some woman who's an enemy of his, a sex tape. So she sued him, and now he had to declare bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. So that was, and again, he represents that baller hip-hop lifestyle, which is no good. What else we got? Kendra Wilkinson and Hank Basket. They're two celebrity
horrible celebutards.
Yeah, again, he was in the NFL. Apparently he was banging transsexuals and got caught, but she's apparently staying with him so they can keep the reality television gravy train coming, because neither of them can seem to get a job. Caitlyn Jenner, I don't think I need to.
How did we not
anymore.
Even how did
I
neither
think,
of us get
look,
that?
Look, I'm not against gays, I'm not against transsexuals, but it's got to stop. Again,
well, it's part of
the whole Kardashian
thing.
It's
part of the Kardashian empire.
It's just the whole thing's bad. And of course, Jared from Subway. Let's split a number. I really could have put these guys in the top 10 and they would go in together. But Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, I had Floyd on my list.
You charged $100 for a pay-per-view fight that absolutely sucked.
Sucked. Well, you know, Manny tried for a couple rounds.
Yeah, and again,
Floyd is just a reprehensible human
being. But it's also, a lot of people are mad because Manny had this injury before the fight, and they really probably, you know, Manny after the fight goes, I was only 70%.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, we just spent $100 to watch you at 70% get your ass beat.
It was
beat.
A horrible fight.
Yeah, it was a terrible fight. And
Floyd is just loathsome in general.
Nev Schulman, who again I should, he has this show called, I mentioned the Catfish movie because Kim Davis looks like that lady. But this Catfish television show is the phoniest. First of all, the Catfish movie was a fake. It was a work. Mm-hmm. It wasn't real, and they made a show out of people doing what's real. That's like copying a fake movie. And look, I know that goes on the internet, but it's like, at what point do we just go, this is fake, and I guess nobody cares? And this guy is just getting rich and famous off of that. So
well, I think, are we going to do a TV
you know,
and film
I watch so little. We're going to do movies because, you know, movies, I was looking through the stats. And actually, our movie show is statistically the biggest show of the year.
Oh, well, all right, then. We'll do
so
that.
We were going to do a movie show, but I'm going to catch up on all the Oscar noms. Do you have extras and then the fans you said?
You know, just some names that I skipped over because you covered some of them.
Yeah.
Fetty Wap. Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah, well, she's leaving television.
So she was on that horrible Fox and Friends show and couldn't even hang there.
So it's maybe your last chance to put her in your
Exactly. Of the year. James Woods is suing Twitter users for saying things about him.
Okay.
You jerk off.
Yeah.
Chris D'Elia.
Well, yeah, you just don't like that guy.
Well, one
comedy for girls.
One of the worst specials.
Oh, I didn't see his special.
Oh, his okay. Do yourself a disfavor and try and make it through 5-6 minutes of this. All right. And Ben Affleck for the old banging the nanny situation.
I think he did that. Yeah, I think.
I mean, you know, look, you're Ben Affleck. And, you know, would it have been better if he just was like, yeah, you know, now I'm.
Well,
now I'm
look, he,
now I'm fucking Brooklyn Decker. I don't know, whatever. You know, I'm fucking Scarlett Johansson.
Well, he was accused of banging.
I could even see it if he, like, fell in love with a co-star or something. And he was
Blake Lively, he was accused of as well when they were making their movie together.
You know Ben Affleck's fucking chest.
Yeah, sure.
But he's got Jen Garner at home, and he's going to run. Whatever.
Yeah.
He made a fool of himself with that whole thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Corden and. The Josh the Fat Jew Ostrowski.
That guy was accused of stealing jokes.
This guy basically goes through people's Twitter feeds, steals memes and jokes, and then repackages them as his product.
Yeah, that's bad.
And he's the Fat Jew. That career went down in flames in a minute.
It looks like it's over.
He got his,
he
had a Viacom deal that went belly up as soon as they figured that out.
Well, any Instagram, Twitter, viral video, YouTube star, they can all fit in that group. Because...
VH1 put on Grace Helwig, or Grace, what was her name? Yeah, I think so. And her show flamed out in
she was on YouTube.
She was a YouTube star, and they put her on, and her show just went right in the toilet immediately.
Sure.
Saffron Herndon, the 10-year-old comic.
Yeah, well, she was sucked. Yeah,
there you go.
Put her dad on the list.
Well, right? I didn't know his name.
I don't either.
And then there's the old man comic.
Yeah,
we talked about him.
Yeah,
Steve Ranazzisi.
Yeah, that was shitty.
The guy who claimed he was in the building in the building on 9/11.
And, you know, he's also...
And then went on to go on and be the star of television shows like The League.
And he's also in the thing where the original tape where Joe Rogan is dumping on Mencia for stealing jokes.
Yes, he's on
one
there.
Of the guys he brings in to vouch for the fact that Mencia was a thief was Steve Ranazzisi.
Yeah,
so.
I thought you were going to maybe hit him.
No, he slipped through the cracks.
A-Rod for continuing to exist.
Oh, God, yeah. Well,
that's a load and a half.
I mean, Peyton Manning's in a PED scandal, for God's
sake. Well, that's what I'm saying. Goodell, I was going to put on, and I went,
Goodell. We've covered that.
When we do the Assholes of the Millennium or the Hall of Shame, Goodell will be a first ticket, first ballot Hall of Fame.
Well, good. I think we had a good list. Who did you...
Oh, and what else? Rosie Perez for stinking up The View.
Oh, God.
The editors online of Esquire... who are putting up just horrible sex surveys and they're like letting like 14-year-old interns write these things.
I wasn't aware of that.
They're bad. Juliana Rancic.
Andy Cohen, yeah.
Who is another garbage pile of human being.
Absolutely.
But she specifically blew up the Fashion Police whole show and ruined that.
I don't know what. I don't even know
you know,
what went
horrible.
On with that.
But she deserves. No one. Other than Andy Cohen, I hate her just
all right,
as much.
Who are the assholes of the year? You went to Twitter,
our
Facebook?
Yes, well, on Facebook, many of our friends and fans jumped in.
Tell us who's the asshole.
Eric Mann said the affluenza kid.
Yeah, I don't even know exactly what he killed some people in a car accident or something and fled. So.
Tim Doyle voted for Martin Shkreli, the pharma bro.
Yeah.
Martin Shkreli got another vote from Allison Hudson,
he's
who covered Trump and Kanye West, but we've hit those guys already.
Yeah.
Brady, Rachel Dolezal, Bill Cosby from our friend Rob McGolan.
Yeah.
Abigail Fisher, who was trying to sue Texas, the University of Texas, because she felt she didn't get in. Due to affirmative action.
Oh.
She's a red-haired white girl who said that
somebody
in affirmative action got her spot.
That's bad,
Ricky Sisko says he loved the Star Trek episode last week. Thanks, Ricky Sisko.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
And my friend Saskia had a bunch of them. Saskia Bolare says, Beth Stelling's ex-boyfriend, Beth Stelling's an L.A. comedian who said that...
I saw that story.
That she'd been beaten up by her boyfriend recently.
And look, I don't want to make light of that, but it's 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to leave the abusive boyfriends.
Well, that's
you know what I mean. I mean that's not.
Yeah, I know
new,
she was like
that's not a new topic.
She said she did say I got beat up and then went back to the guy for another 2 months.
Apparently, she's never seen a Lifetime movie.
David Daledian, who is the guy who faked the Planned Parenthood videos and then basically said, yeah, I faked them.
I don't even, yeah.
He's a conservative blogger.
That's not in my world.
Let's see. And another vote for Kim Davis.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey and her stupid Weight Watcher commercials from Shannon Moore.
I don't know if I saw those commercials.
Uh-huh. Oh, Nadine Gizek.
Yeah.
Checks in with, what the fuck do I have to do to make this list?
She will never be the asshole of the year. Let's just say that. All right. And that's what we got.
Oh, and Mark Sweetman says, Jason Cooper, Chuck Wozniak, Chuckle Boy, whatever he calls himself.
That doesn't affect anybody, but comedy.
I don't know what the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Department did, Joel Hurst, but they're in there.
Yeah, I don't know, but comedy's got villains.
Billy Ray Bauer says Ethan Couch.
Who's that?
Ethan Couch is...
Was that the affluenza?
The affluenza kid.
Okay, yeah.
And he also said Martin Shkreli. So thanks for jumping in there, guys.
Well, I think we've covered it pretty well then. I mean, no one really had anybody that we didn't, so that's good. So there you go. The assholes of the year. The annual extravaganza is over. Thank you for listening, everybody. Happy 2016. That's going to do it for 2015 from us, but thought it was a heck of a year.
And you know what? Go on joelradio.com joelradio.net until Joel Osteen buys it. And then,
By the way, it's for sale. Joel Osteen wants it. I will gladly become something else.
Let's sell off we'll get a new.
Well, he's buying all of those other domains. Yeah. Like joelradio.com.
Make us an offer, Joel Osteen, and Joel will cash out and we'll become farting in a breeze.
So the only way he hears this is if he had listened to 2 hours and 5 minutes of the assholes of the year. Maybe he just listens and hopes we don't mention him. Maybe
that would make Joel Osteen one of the assholes of the year for listening to this whole show. We're going to do a movie show, right?
Yeah, that'll be the end of January because it's going to take me. We're going to wait for the Oscar
because there's some more stuff that.
Nominations are going to come out, and generally, I try to see because I do have a list of what I need to see before we do that, and then I'm going to wait to see what Oscar movies come out. So that'll be probably the end of January. So that'll.
Well, you can go on the Facebook page or go on joelradio.net and start a discussion.
Yeah.
About what movies you like this year?
We'll get to those. And then don't forget about our big Star Wars review, which I think we were the first podcast anywhere that got up a Star Wars review. So
we were pert near.
You can go now. There's 10 million of them, but you can go listen to that. And we got lots of great shows from this year. It's been a good year for Joel Radio. I had a lot of fun this year.
There you go.
Some interesting guests, some interesting stuff.
And, oh God, we forgot Randy Quaid.
Well. He's living off his reputation as an asshole, right? He just wants to come back to America. Is that what he wants to do? Is that what he's up to?
Oh, Brett Mercer said Steve Ranazzisi.
Okay, there you go. Good thinking, Brett.
They've covered a lot of the list, but thank you for logging in.
Thank you, All right, let's get out of here. It's Joel Radio. Thanks to Corey. Thanks to you for listening. Oh, thanks to Cam. We got to thank Cam. Look at all this shit we
did.
Wonderful candy from over the world.
Yellowknife.
All the way from Yellowknife. Thank you, Cam. We do appreciate it, brother. So I think you're eating this all.
I'm not eating it all.
Well, I'm not eating it all. I'm not eating any of it. So it's all for you, brother.
Not even the lava cake lint truffle cream.
No, I don't think I'm eating those. But Corey, you eat those. So thanks to Cam.
All right.
And we will catch you. In 2016, everybody. Thanks for listening to Joel Radio. Good night. God bless.
So spent emotionally.
May you be asshole free.
So many assholes.
That's what I'm hoping for, a asshole free 2016.
Well,
wouldn't it be great a year from now to sit down and go, no one was an asshole this year?
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
No, it's not.
Nope.